Blog Talk Radio.
You fucked up big time. You're incapable of running this shit. Sit your $5 ass down before I make change.
DA got that dope. Ice water turn Atlantic. Night calling in a phantom. Told them, hold it, don't you panic. Took an island, start the mansion. Drop the roof, more expansion. Drive a coupe, you can stand it. Your bitches undercover. I'm an ass and titty lover. Guess we all meant for each other. Now that all the dogs free. And we out in these streets. Can you do it? Can you pop it for me?
Pull up in a demon on guard. Looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit. It's that Z shit. Pull up in a demon on guard. Looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit. It's that Z shit.
Blow the brains out the coop. Pauly wanna talk, but I'm on mute. I'ma bust her wrist out cause she cute. Fuck her on the yacht, I've been a pool. She an addict for the lifestyle in the paddock. Big daddy, how you ever felt Chanel fabric? I be dripping to death, I need a casket. And we got more strikes than the rough, I'm foul, tackle. In the middle of the field, like David Beckham. All my niggas locked up for real, I'm tryna help them. When I got a meal, got me the chills, don't know what happened. Pop pill, do what you feel, I'm on that zombie. I'm more like a Taffy, I'm not no Gundy. I'm more like I'm David Goliath running. Niggas be cloning, I find it funny. We from the north, straight out the dungeon. We from the north. I go in the mouth, she costing me nothing. 300 the watch, it's out of your budget. Mean mugging got me clutching. Yeah, and this stick right out of Russia.
Ice water turn Atlantic. Night calling in a phantom. Told them, hold it, don't you panic. Took an island, left the mansion. Drop the roof, more expansion. Drive a coupe, you can stand it. Legends undercover. I'm an ass and titty lover. Guess we all meant for each other. Now that all the dogs free.
Pull up in a demon on guard. Looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit, it's that Z shit. Pull up in a demon on guard. Looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit, it's that Z shit.
In a Hellcat, cause I'm a Hellraiser. Self-made, I don't owe a nigga damn favor. When you get that money, nigga, keep your heart. I'm sliding in a coupe, ain't got no key to start. I got to follow me in BET Awards. When your well run dry, you know you need me for it. When I pull up in a Buick, you know what I'm doing. If the police get behind me, fleeing any lures. Sleeping on the pallet, turning to a savage. I'm a Project Baby 9, staying Calabasas. Like I'm still surfing, like I'm still jacking. I be sipping on lean, trying to keep balance. Hit that Z-Walk, dicky with my Reebok. I don't say much, I just let the heat talk. Your jewelry water whoop, diamonds like re-rock. My little baby rock that dick like seesaw. When I stepped up on the scene, I was on a beam. When I talked about the beam, I was in saline. Baby girl, you just a fleen, that ain't what I mean. Money busting out my jeans like I do steam. Pull up in a demon on guard. Looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit, it's that Z shit. Pull up in a demon on guard. Looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod.
It's a Z shit. It's a Z shit. Oh, what's happening? What's happening? What's happening? Yep. Got a lot of pickings. Got a little bit of shit to talk about today. Man, motherfucker, a lot of people mad. I mean, I know of one guy that's kind of upset that they played him wrong today. Yesterday, old Trigger Man, they got down on old Trigger that yesterday. Got down on him. God damn. Yeah, I got another guy. Uh-oh, got a hand up. Yeah, but they put old Trigger out. If didn't nobody hear, they put him out. The shootout down south. Said he had Octa Armor glass in there. Ooh. And he was in a shootout. G-body all steel, all glass. They say Trigger Man had Octa Armor windshield, and they kicked him out the goddamn shootout. Oh, Trigger Man was upset. They say, oh, Trigger Man was upset. With that being said, I'm going to open this mic up. See what this dude here talking about. I'm going to open the mic up. Bub, if you on here, be on your best behavior today, please. Yeah, go ahead. Your mic open. 313-555, your mic open.
Yes. Meatball pushed it. He on my line, just Meatball on. I know, we must click over.
Oh, that's me.
Meatball,
did you know they put old Trigger, the one and only, the Top Gun, the motherfucking Grudge Racer of the Year, kicked him right on out the tournament.
Hey, Kimo, that's been all over the social media, man. They didn't play. I don't. You know what? It's two sides of it. You know, one side is somebody can set their own rules and their own shootout. But I mean, to me, this is me, man. I feel the man got played though. But,
you know. Oh man. He didn't fit the rules, he didn't get played. Somebody protested him, said he had Octa Armor windshield, and they opted his ass out of the shootout.
Isn't that type of windshield is safe than any other thing? Any other windshield? Isn't that a safer windshield?
I don't know, man. I mean, the rules say all steel, all glass, come and play on that ass.
I get to argue something now. Let me get an argument going. Now, when you say all steel, but you can have fiberglass on a car. I mean, you can have a fiberglass hood.
That's it. No, they tell you can have fiberglass hood, fiberglass trunk. That's it.
But that, hold on.
Other than that,
Kimo, but that is not all steel.
You don't.
I'm on mute. No. Well, hell, fiberglass ain't steel. If you're going to do it, you're right. I feel that they pointed the man out. We all know he got pointed, you know what I mean? Somebody was pointing the finger at him.
Well, all I can say, okay, they saying it's all steel, all glass. Only thing I can say, he ain't have all steel, all glass. I mean, you know, that's all I can say. I don't know but they said it was a Lexan window, Octa Armor window, and they told him you got to have all steel, all glass.
So you kind of say you can have Lexan window on the car?
Front windshield. You know, I think I heard Mike Hill say you can have a Lexan front windshield, but other than that, you got to have all steel, all glass in the car. Now, I could be wrong now. Don't quote me, but I thought I heard Mike Hill say that. I could be wrong.
Hold on now. So you kind of say the man can have a Lexan front windshield, but he can't have the, what, can you pronounce it again? Octa Armor windshield, if I'm pronouncing it right.
Oh, no. I mean, he could have, I don't know. I thought I heard Mike Hill say at his race, he let him have that Lexan window.
I need to get on here.
Sure.
It's telling me the difference in weight.
Huh?
You know, because I was told that it's a safe windshield. It's safer for the driver. That's what I was told.
Meatball, now, I'm going to keep it 100. I know they say it's a safer windshield, right? But then we was reading, well, your brother, Sir Pine, was reading that he said that the one guy said, hold on, guy. Some guy was reading, I was
had text on Trigger Man and them shit like, hey, you don't know all that was going on. You wasn't there, so don't speak on it. So when they said that, I said, oh, shit. It might be something more to it going on than what we know.
Yeah, I think it got to be because, I mean, listen, if there's something more going on, maybe they, I don't know, man, because that sounds like a bonus.
Maybe they don't
want to
put Trigger Man's secrets out. I mean, but Octa Armor, I thought you could have that. But, yeah, and again, I'll say, that was not Mike Hill's race. That was, what's his name? The him had Woody. That was Woody's race. Used to have the vet, the black vet. That was his race. So I don't know if his rules are the same as Mike Hill in the race. I don't know. And I don't want to give out no false information. I don't know.
Well, Kimo, I will say this, and I don't care what this. That's a weak-ass excuse. That's a weak motherfucking excuse, man.
Oh, man, so you saying somebody hated on the Grudge Race of the Year, huh? They hated on the Grudge Race of the Year?
I believe, yeah. To me, it sounds like it, because that's a weak-ass excuse.
Damn. So you saying one of them motherfuckers in them protest the Grudge Race of the Year. The world
motherfucking
man. You mean Tim?
But, hey,
somebody protest Trigger Man.
Maybe somebody can, I don't know, maybe somebody else can come on and talk. I mean, I don't know nothing about, I just thought it was a safer windshield. I
don't know what's going on, but they said he wasn't all steel, all glass, so they got on his motherfucking ass.
Can somebody get my man 6 Mile on the phone? And because I mean, he Grudge Race, you know, he's been in, you know what I mean? I just want to know what his input on this.
Well, you know, 6 Miles will be calling. I'm sure he'd be calling in a minute, but you know, a lot of guys thought I wasn't gonna have a show.
Yeah, because I'm not familiar about what I want to know, like, what's the difference?
From glass to the plexiglass on. I mean, you know, that's what you asked me.
I mean, shit. Plexiglass seems like it's a more. To me, it sounds like it's more lighter. Still, to me, it sounds like I could be wrong though. Street King. I know Street King doing. He's doing work right now. He's trying to get ready for Bobby Cole, right? Can he come up here and tell me the difference then? If he ain't busy, I want to know. I really want to know the difference.
Okay, maybe he'll come up mute, you know, after he put down.
You know, the year. Can somebody tell me what's going on?
Octa Armor. That name just scares me. Octa Armor. That's how they say it. Octa Armor. You got here, Bill. Oh, I got a hand up here. Hold on. Lord, I got kids.
Hoping somebody come up, you can answer my damn question.
Kimo.
Yeah, come on with it. Come on with it.
How much difference is the weight in it?
I don't know. I know that the brain on Slop, I know he on somewhere. I would like for him, you know, that's the guru of racing. So, and putting shit together, he should know. The guru. That's the guru. That's one of the gurus. Guru.
I mean, 25, 50 pounds, you know, that's going to determine the race.
No, I don't think it's that much. I don't think it's that much. I could be wrong now.
Man, ain't no window weigh that much. That Octa Armor don't weigh that much more.
No, no, he said, what's the weight difference? They say, what's the weight difference, Aaron?
From the glass to the Octa Armor, it ain't no 50
right,
pounds.
Right.
Ain't nowhere near that. I don't even think it's 10 pounds, 15 pounds. That shit heavy as hell. I got one right here. I can weigh that motherfucker now. I ain't open it yet.
Well, that should be no complaining then.
Right. It's just for safety. And then most of them had a thick one because they don't want to run that bar down the front windshield.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to take that
hold
account.
On, dude.
So y'all 10 or 20 pounds should have been no complaining.
Hey,
hold on.
We I did hear somebody say if you wasn't there, you shouldn't speak on it. You don't know what's happening. You don't know what was going on.
So it had to be something else. That's what I was saying.
Yeah, that's what that
led. It wasn't that window though. That window didn't keep him from racing. I know that for a fact. I guarantee you that. I bet you it wasn't that window.
Lordy.
I don't know. What's his name? Travis? Hey, Travis.
Travis Harvey. Got him put out the fucking race. God damn. But then they say Travis Harvey just came over to text him. It wasn't Travis Harvey that protested. So, it's just so much.
Oh,
going
man.
We get secondhand. Hey, kids, we get secondhand information, so we don't know. We just don't know.
Yeah, well, like I said.
We just don't know. Uh-oh, this bitch is lit up. I was doing something. This bitch is lit up. 734.
I want to ask one more question.
Your mic open.
That kid on the phone.
Yeah, that kid. That guy.
Hey, y'all, that windshield weighs 70 pounds. A glass windshield weighs 70 pounds.
Ain't no fucking way. I bet you don't.
$79 windshield
don't weigh that much. It does not. I guarantee you that. I got mine sitting right here right
hey,
now.
Hey, Cowboy.
That old ass.
Yes, sir.
Cowboy.
Hold on, y'all. We got Cowboy.
Man, I'm taking a shower right now.
Hey, man, why they put y'all out, Cowboy? Can you hurry up and get out that shower? We just want to know. Was it some
I like
to be
taking a shower right now, dog.
Oh.
Hey, Kimo, hold on. I want to ask y'all this. Look,
come on with
look
it,
now.
Come on with
now,
it,
you
right?
said you can have an a window or whatever, but you can have fiber. You can have fiberglass bumpers, all that shit. Fiberglass bumpers is more lighter than a damn factory bumper. So somebody explain to me what's really going on.
And I don't know. They don't want to talk about it. You know, Cowboy said he in the shower. So that you know, I'm gonna say this. That lead me to believe that.
B-Ball.
I'm gonna go with this. If they don't want to talk about it,
hello.
Maybe a little more going on. Maybe.
Hey, what's up, man?
Uh-oh.
We've been trying to get in contact. You can't never get in contact with you no more, Ball.
Oh, why?
Hey, we know you from down that way, man. Can you give us a little insight on what happened this past weekend, boss?
We talking about with the shootout race and not being a
Vivianna? Yeah. We would like to know.
Well, let me ask y'all a question. If you rent a track, you spend about $15,000 to rent a track, you give a shootout, don't you have the rights to make up your rules for your shootout?
Yeah.
I would guess so. Yep.
All right. Rules are rules. You know, I'd be mad too. They won't let me in with my 29s. You know what I'm saying? But I can't cry about it. These people, this man made his money. He's paying the money out. But I got to go by the rules. So I just load up my car and go home. Don't say nothing. So why in the world you got to bend the rules for certain people and don't bend them for other people?
Ooh, you got a point. You got a point.
There's nobody, including me, above nobody else in the grudge game. And nobody above nobody.
Boss, so you would have accepted that they kicked you out because you had a glass window, a plastic window in? You would have accepted that also?
Hell yeah, I got to accept. That's their rules. I mean, you can't. I'd rather go abide by the rules and make one. If I got to make one person mad, okay, fine. Then bend the rules and make 16, 15 people mad. Because the other 15 and 16 people always participate in my shootout. This one man is coming every once in a blue moon. Who am I going to bow to?
Yeah, you got to market it to your people that patronize your race. I guess you got to do that.
I mean, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know who need to be mad?
Who?
Do y'all know who need to be mad?
Who need to be mad? Boss, hit me with it.
Who need to be mad? Some people that the other people that didn't qualify for the shootout call, they disqualified, you know, that didn't qualify, couldn't get in the shootout. They need to be mad because they didn't get their money back. They didn't get their motels paid for. They didn't get their gas bills for coming to the track.
Oh, man.
They don't need to be mad.
So how many people got kicked out because of this windshield?
I have no idea, but I'm pretty sure somebody got didn't have the right tie or the right like windshield or right whatever. They got kicked out, but then Keith Barry didn't get them no $500-$600 for their expenses getting up there. So at the end of the day, anyone needs to be mad.
Well, he shouldn't even be mad because he got all the.
Shouldn't he be mad at all? The man, he said himself, Keith Barry took care of him for his motel fees and his expense fees getting there. And you already got your tech card refunded to you. I mean, ain't nobody above this race game, man. So why would you cry?
Well, hold on, but you're contradicting yourself, though.
Tell me how.
Ain't nobody above, but motherfuckers are getting a different type of treatment.
Nobody
gets special treatment. But you can't say that, Tony Bynes, because you get special treatment.
Well, who give me special treatment? Tell me.
Man, you get treatment coming to the track. They lay out.
No, tell me when and tell me how. Tell me. I'm listening.
Tony Bynes, you can't say, you can't consider you just like a nobody racer. They treat you different.
How do you treat me different? I come to race.
Down. Hold on, they might let you shake down when they say the lanes is closed.
Yeah,
you know,
shit.
You never know.
Yeah, shit. The only special treatment I might get is I got a grudge race and they may put us to the front if I got an advertised grudge race. If I come to your show and we done promoted me and 6 Mile Rand are going to race, I come to your show. Okay, now everybody waiting to see us race. Now, they may put that grudge race up to the front. Okay, fine. That's the only little special treatment I done got. That's it. But everybody, a lot of people, 50% of people come to see that race. So that's why that's the only special treatment I have got.
You're rocking seeing the grudge game. You got your bottom feeders and you got your top dog, the big name. So everybody don't get treated the same. You can't say
that. But tell me this, man. If I'm having a shootout down here, And you ride down here to participate in my shootout, I'm 99.9% going to know that you're going to check the rules before you ride way down here, right or wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you'd be crazy to come to my track. You got other tracks to go to, but you'd be crazy to come to my track. I'm going to get in the shootout. First thing that'll come to your mind, let me see the rules. Okay, you got 275s or 28. Okay, my car got that. All steel, all glass. Okay, my car. No. I got 5 glass doors. I better not go to that race because I got 5 glass doors. I don't qualify for that race.
But
you still take your ass down there. If you still take your ass down there and you know you ain't qualified for the rules, who fault that is?
But to Jamie's defense, all steel, all glass in the G body world mean you can still have fiberglass bumpers. You can have a Lexan front windshield. You have a fiberglass trunk.
No, but that race, you don't have no Lexan windshield. That race, no, you got to have all glass.
Hey, let me ask you this, though, Tony Bynes. Hill's race, when he throw that all steel, all glass, does he allow that windshield to be fiberglass? Does he allow the windshield to be?
Everybody got their own specific rules. If they race, they probably paying out. You know, Mike Hill may have a race, and then this man may have a race. Then sometimes the rules different.
Yeah, okay.
So it all depends on the person that's giving the race. You can't say the rules for this class is this way, but you go to another Lansdowne race, they have different rules. So the first thing you do if you're thinking about.
But how does your tech man let me get past, though, if you got certain rules?
Tech man might have missed something.
How you missed it? That's key.
That's the tech man fucked up.
So
he need to be blamed. He need to be blamed too.
But should I still be able to race?
At the end of the day, the tech man is not paying out the money.
Hey, I thought the tech man only checked to see if you got
the right, you know, if you got a roll cage, they check your
No. He's supposed to check. He's supposed to test the rules and qualifications for that shootout.
If they hire a man
for that shootout, that's what it is. That's kind of tech man he's talking about. He's talking about the man that be on the gate and stuff. That they give you tech card. It is open shit case,
what
man. If any of y'all, if any of y'all giving a shootout, if any of y'all giving a shootout, and y'all state the qualification rules before the shootout, weeks in advance, everybody get their car. You may have some people before the race, they had all, but they had that kind of special kind of windshield in their car. They might have took it out and put rubber glass in their car just to qualify the rules. So if this man got his car ready for the specific rules, how can another man getting the shootout ain't got it made for the specific rules?
I know.
Cause you got some people. I have did it before. I had five glass doors on my goddamn car. I think it was 7-Up. They had a shootout, but they said all you had to have steel doors. I had to go get a set of doors off another Mustang, put on my car. It had different color. It was different color, but I ain't care for as long as the steel doors. I had to put the steel doors on the Mustang in order to get in the shootout. Now, how do you think I would have felt if I saw another car in the shootout with five glass doors? But I went through all the trouble to make mine to fit the, you know, the qualifications.
But we talking about a windshield. Yeah. Doors and windshield.
Same, don't make no difference. If a man got specific specs on his shootout, that's his prerogative. If you don't like it, stay your black ass home. Simple as that. So at the end of the day, that promoter wasn't paying the money. That promoter was putting up the money to rent that damn 15, 16, whatever, $12,000 to rent up the damn track. If he want to have a shootout with nothing but 26s on, that's his prerogative. You can get in or not. But that man, that's his show. It's his show. Now, if you don't like it, like Jamie do, he have shows. He put his own rules on his shootout. That's all you got to do. Hell, Jamie have a shootout. I couldn't even get my car in with 29. Well, I ain't crying. Anybody give me no money back?
But you don't think they were trying to blackball him because they thought he was going to win the shootout?
No, no. If Jamie,
like that played a little
if
bit
Jamie, in. Me, if Ed Hoover had the qualification of the car, ain't nobody could have said nothing to keep that man out of the shootout. If you could say fit the rules, here. Okay. If you fit the rules, there's no problem. Y'all are talking about it might have been two or three other folks that didn't fit the rules neither and had to get out the shootout, y'all. Y'all understand that. It's all you got to do is just turn around and walk away. I have went to meetings and shit. I'm trying to sneak in my 29s, you know what I'm saying? I go to the driver's meeting. Hey, man, let's go have 29s on the man. Nope. They say, nope, 28, Tony, 28, Tony, 28, Tony. You got 29s, you can't get in. I don't cry, bitch. I just turn my ass on ride, get on back to my car. At least I tried. But what can you do? Mike, anything changes the rules just for me?
Quit for both.
Okay. I got you, boss. Hey, boss,
Brian.
I see.
Uh-huh.
Hey, did they know Jamie was coming to the shootout before he got there?
Yes, they know Jamie was coming. They knew Jamie was coming. Y'all know what goes on behind the scenes.
And to ask a question, so they advertised that Keisha was going to be on the property, right?
Yes.
And he was running all glass off this shootout, right? It was advertised he was doing that.
Right.
So, for me, outside looking in, if they knew he didn't fit the rules, it should have been said before he even said he was coming.
No. What if Jamie didn't tell them he had all the glass? What if Jamie didn't tell them he had the right doors or the right whatever?
Okay, but he got there
pass through tech, right? Pass through tech. And when them other drivers saw him pass through tech, the other drivers brought it to attention, and man ain't got no hard glass windshield. The other drivers, the other goddamn crew, the other 14, 16 cars, started complaining. So what Trevor was to do? He said, man, I mean, he gave the man his money back. He gave all your expense money for coming. What did you got to do to pacify him?
But this is the word that one of the racers put out. It's more to it than the glass. It was about the motor. That's what it's all about. It ain't about no damn windshield.
But even if it's the windshield or it's the motor,
If you don't fit the rules, you cannot participate. Don't care who you is.
But
you
boss,
you
as a boss, as
year,
another racer,
no
you be...
You a hobo. It don't make no difference. I mean, it just is what it is. It's more shooter I have to go to. It's more shooter I have to go to.
Hey, boss, it's just a bad look on you, though. You come out here and saying what you're saying. It's just a bad look, just being honest.
A bad look for what now?
It's a bad look you come out here saying what you're saying, not knowing all the facts.
The facts is, I don't care what the facts are, if you don't fit the rules, you got to be disqualified. I don't care who you is. I done been disqualified plenty of times. I couldn't get my 29s in a shootout. Ain't nothing else you can do. They can't bend the rules for me. Can't bend the rules for nobody else.
Oh, hey, but who qualified you? You didn't make it through tech, though, right? That way you got qualified. You didn't make it through tech.
No, a lot of times it don't be no tech. A lot of times it be the other goddamn class races. I mean, the other damn class races I'm running against. Hey, man, so I got 29. Go check his car out. I was sitting getting the damn shootout on Thursday night, man. It was all anything on 28, right? I had 29s on there. Somebody told goddamn, well, what's the boy's name? Jerry. Hey, Tony got the right tire. Jerry, come over to my goddamn car. I started kicking. Come on, my car to flash so I can get in my goddamn tire. Tony, you got 29. You can't get in. Boy, I couldn't say shit. I was mad for the other driver and bust me out. What could you say? I was trying to sneak in. I told Jamie, Jamie ain't nothing wrong with Jamie trying to sneak in. I told him that.
So you can't say he's trying to sneak in, boss.
Huh?
You can't say the man was trying to sneak in.
You want me to tell me, y'all think Jamie, y'all really think Jamie ain't smart to know the rules of the shootout and know he's trying to bend the rules and he ain't know this? Come on, man. Who else to make Jamie know what the hell he was doing? Just like last week. Jamie was supposed to get in a shootout with backstabbers. Supposed to get in a shootout with them other boys. Jamie says, fuck that. I'm getting this other shootout. Ain't nobody in this 20, ain't on 28. Ain't no fast cars in anything on 28. I get in there and win that. That's what he did. He's trying to use his head. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with him trying to sneak in. But sometimes you just don't work out like you want to work out. You ain't see them getting that shootout with backstabbers with goddamn Uncle Sam and Vendetta, did you? He got another shootout where he know he had to, with number 6 on cars, 5 on cars in it. Easy win. You ain't see them other guys complaining about Jamie and they shoot out this.
God damn, boss said he's talking, man.
I mean, the man just doing what he's trying to do to win. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But if you get caught and you can't get through, just bow out and go to the next shootout next week. Ain't nothing to cry about. That's when you don't got all your money back, your motel money and all that shit. We don't know about doing that. So why is there to complain about? If I go to Michigan, either Ohio or Indiana, come up there, and I'm finna get a shootout. You say, Tony, well, it's wrong, man. I put the wrong thing on the flyer, and you can't get in. But you done gave me all of my gas money for coming up there, paying my motel room. What else can I fucking do?
I'm calling my phone.
What else I'm supposed to do? Steal, bitch?
Yeah, you're right.
They don't pay my goddamn shit. He took him 2 hours to get my guns at the dollar. Ain't like he went no 8 hour drive. I'm on 2 hours.
No, you ain't supposed to be in here with that.
Dude. It is,
yeah, well,
it is, Jay.
You know,
it could be anybody.
He
don't fit. Huh?
He only went two hours, and they gave him his money back. Hey, it ain't nothing.
Motel money. That was Jim said to keep bear scraping. So what is that? No harm, no foul. But you got to understand this, boss. Yeah, some promoters don't get along together, and they don't like another man race and try to knock another man race and all that shit. That's all it comes down to.
Hello.
Huh?
You talking some shit, Tony?
That's
guys.
What it
like,
comes. Promoters, you know, if y'all know, I don't know if any promoters on this line or not. Promoters always, they friend and face wise and stuff, but behind the scenes, they always gonna want their race to be better than another man. Promoter race. You need to try to kick last them race, man. Just, man, the people that paid you money, man, for coming. Don't think Jamie went up there just to shoot out. They paid Jamie some money for coming up there too now.
Jamie don't go no fucking race taking the sled, take no cars up there and
hey,
don't get paid.
Hold on, Tony, but I got to ask. Hey, Peso.
Yeah.
I got a question. I want to ask you something. This just Tony Bynes said some shit here. We got boss on the line. If I had a car, right, I got a well-known car, right,
yeah,
and you have an event, you having your shootout at your race, all steel, all glass, right,
yeah,
and you promote my car is going to be in the shootout, like you put my car in fire.
Don't you think I know it'll fit the rules?
But if it comes down to a windshield, would you still let me run?
No, not today. You can't.
You promoted me and got me to come to your race. Telling everybody I'm coming, I'm going to be in the all-steel, all-glass shootout.
But you done told Peso you your car fit the rules.
I hate to say, you know what, that's a tough one, though. You're right. It's so many different perspectives,
yes. All-steel, all-glass, man. In the G-body rules mean you can have certain fiberglass shit.
Yeah.
That means everybody had to have a steel bumper then.
Right.
But you want to go really all steel, all glass? It was more than a windshield. He ain't have a steel bumper. Bumpers. He ain't have a steel trunk.
Yeah.
More than a windshield. So that's my thing is, if you following the rules by letting the trunk and the bumpers go, but you're crying about the windshield, that don't make sense.
Not at all. Not at all.
Because all these Mustangs, I can guarantee you, if you got a Mustang in the shit, it's got a aftermarket front nose on it.
Oh, 100%. But, like, you know what, y'all? Like, if that, I feel like it had to be more than that windshield because even in Jamie's story, he said it wasn't. So if it was the windshield wheel, honestly, what I would have did, and I've done this before, is I'll let the racers vote. So we go to the driver's meeting with it, and it's up to the racers. If one person votes no, then he can't get in. It has to be an anonymous, everybody 100 with it. So that's what I do now. If we got to go...
Denzel did me like that plenty of times.
Yeah.
What y'all racers think? Well, no, we ain't going to fight against them 29s, man. I just buy my ass and get the hell on.
Yeah.
I get your grudge race.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's a couple ways it could have been handled. But it's what it is. I'm about to race. I'm going to call y'all right back. I'm in my car. I'm about to race the flavor game.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
If y'all listen to the good
y'all understand.
Video.
Y'all got
to
understand, but if the people let me get my shootout, my tech card money back, my entry fee back, pay me my motel money and stuff, and pay me my gas money for coming up there, what the hell am I bitch about? I'm going to be keep quiet, man. Let the shit go. And you know
hey,
I'm
boss,
paying for money for coming
about,
from the get-go.
Boss, you talking about things that happen after the fact. All that happened after the fact, after he had got put out the shootout. What you speaking on? It, whatever he got back, that was after the fact, right?
Right, because I heard him talking on the interview, yep.
But at the time, you would have been upset, too, if you passed through tech, did somebody say, you're not legal, but you just went through tech.
Right.
But the point is, they're
saying that hadn't happened then, but it doesn't happen now, but you're still here the next day still talking about it, boss.
But who's talking about it, though? Everybody's talking about it.
The whole country talking about it.
Even Keith Barris came out, put a long post out. He said he's basically going his separate ways now.
Mm-hmm.
All I know is us grudge racers, whenever you try to class race, you better just know what you're doing. Y'all grudge racers, we ain't used to nobody looking upon our hood and worry about if you got this or that. Just grab your man and race.
Mm-hmm.
Class race is a totally different whole story. Totally whole book. New book. Another book. I mean, Lance and them, they have their own look, 14, 15, 18 cars participating in their shootouts all the time. They ain't nowhere around. Ain't nowhere around. These boys have been supporting Lance and them for years and years. Jamie may come once every 2 years. They just can't disrespect all them guys. They already got their car set up the way the rules care fly and let them another man come in there. And he ain't with the rules. Them boys ain't going to go for that. They don't go for that. He from out of town, too. You're getting paid to go to the race anyway. Just come there, take them out of the trailer. You can't get no grocery rates. Load up, going back home. Get the money, going back home.
So, boss, hey, boss, I got a question for boss. You come to Bobby Cole race?
You come up there.
You got a thing locked in?
Yeah, I got what's called the man name? That what name the guy got had quarantine. Who on damn quarantine? Jane Black.
Jane Black.
Yeah, I got him locked in with Jesse James with Pocket Change. Well, that's Friday. I think it's Friday, 8 o'clock.
You boys, this shit is, man, now, I know some promoters had different rules, so maybe Jamie kind of fucked up, thought he set the rules right there. I don't know, though.
Now Jamie probably take his car to another man's shoe out next week and don't worry about the windshield over there. Just go in there and race. You got different rules, you know. Your class race, you got to make sure your cops got them. Mm-hmm. They'll be different rules, man.
Hey. So do you think Jamie upset with them guys, or he feels some type of way?
No, Jamie ain't really upset, because ain't no guarantee he was going to win him enough for number one. And Keith could go out there and blow tires off. Jamie probably, he was all right after you guys, they paid him his money for, you know, expense money. Jamie was great, man. There's a lot of people on the side talking down. You don't hear Jamie talking too much trash now because he done compensated him.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to guarantee he had a guaranteed win. I think kids go out of plenty of time blow the tires off.
There wasn't no guarantee he's going to knock that boy down.
Yeah, no guarantee. Shit, ain't nothing happening this race, though. Throw them out, but the game is expensive, buddy. All that stuff, so all well as well.
All's well.
All well. They did that. When they did that, they kind of said, well, Phil came up, we're going to compensate you. But why you compensate them other, people that y'all ain't let in too?
Oh, man.
Be mad, holy shit.
So you think his other guys didn't get let in? You think his other guys
didn't get let in? There's some people that tried to get in and didn't fit the rules. You know that. It always be like that.
Damn.
Like you said, whoever said you don't, you get all the drivers together. If none of them don't vote no against this man because he might have this or that, then ain't no problem. But shit,
mm-hmm.
You had all them boys up there, and they look click before the damn out of that shit. Like when I got in that shootout over there, who race it? Well, it was a damn, it was Broad race. All and they were crying about four car shootout, crying about letting trouble in. It had a vote. Mike Hill had a vote up there. Anybody vote? Don't mind if Tony get in. Do you vote him out? They said, I don't care. And all three of them said, I don't care. Hell no, I don't care. So that's what it was. They had 28, I had 29 on. But they voted.
They wouldn't let you get in, huh?
Hell no, they let me got in.
Dang.
They put it up to a vote. They let me got in. But one of them would have said no. Well, I couldn't have got in. But they said they didn't care. Everything you had some of the drivers say it. Everything you had some of the drivers, just, you know.
What's
happening,
boss?
You at the track?
Nah. I'm at the
truck. Can you give me your definition of the all steel, all glass? What does that mean?
Definition of the all steel, all glass, like the glass?
Yeah.
I mean, most of the way we run it down here, you know, pretty much all steel, all glass, except for the hood, trunk, and bumper. Some cases, hood, trunk, and bumper, that's a lot of deep body rules. But most of, you know, the hood and bumpers. And you're all out to have an optic armor front windshield. We don't
mm-hmm.
trip on the optic armor.
The Carolina no-time rules, do you know of them being a little bit different?
They are from what I've been told. Well, from what I've seen, that's why I opted out of not running. No, I told them I couldn't run with them because the rules are different.
What's different? Mm-hmm. Can you enlighten us?
They're more restricted, like the engine combination, stuff like that. Right here, shit. It's pretty much what goes. You come, you go.
Oh, the engine combination is a problem.
Yeah, they. Yeah.
What the fuck? I thought all you had to do was be RCR glass.
In most cases, you do, but damn, you know, it's served set up with a big block, gotta be stuff like that. I don't think it's
what
on the small block.
You know where we can find it at, where we can look at it?
Lance has sent them to me, but, you know, I know it's conventional headed on the big block.
You got to be conventional head?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. No wonder you got shit down.
He ain't no one hit away. You sure about that,
That was
that what it was at the duck race. It sure was that what.
Yeah, that's why I said it was one of those. It was highlighted, and a couple of my customers wanted to run it, but, you know, they were non-conventional headed, so.
Yeah, you're right. He was out of the ballpark then.
No wonder one of them guys on that thread said, if you wasn't there, you don't know the whole story. You shouldn't speak on it. Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the actual promoters. So, and no, he the one who set me the rules, the one right there. Back when.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Got to go by each promoter's rules.
Most of them, like I said, boss, all of them have been the same. Where, you know, it's pretty much like that. The optic on the front windshield is fine. Hood and bumpers. Some came there a lot of trunks.
Right.
They never know still no. Where you couldn't have no windshield or shit like that. It's either front or back. You can even have the front windshield or the back windshield, but not both.
Oh, yeah, well.
See, that's a different little rule there. There's so many goddamn rules. That's why I don't like that class racing.
Send me the rules, Amboni. Put the rules up. Let us see.
It's like when Random them. I posted their rules. I posted their flight today. Each man have different rules, man.
Man, these rules should be generic, though. They should be all the same.
It should be, but if I got a buddy of mine, I'm giving a shootout. I got a buddy of mine here. He got five glass bumpers and everything. Shit, I'm going to break my rules. Your five glass front and rear bumpers all allowed. I'm going to make an example. Shit.
It is what it is.
Go on
mute.
Gotta
turn your music down.
It is what
Somebody.
It is, man.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I guess. Yeah, I guess. If the rules are what you say they are, yeah, that's kind of, I don't know.
That's why it's up to the racer to make sure they find out the rules before they even travel to somebody's show. To simply find out the rules and make sure your car is qualified for them.
Yeah.
And don't go in a goddamn storm blind.
Yeah. You saw what happened at Boney this weekend? Where Boney go?
Yeah, I see what happened. I was looking at.
So have you ever been kicked out of a shootout that you didn't meet the rules?
No, pretty much when I show up, I go back to what I'm showing the ring. Which I see it in his head. He probably showed up the race because he don't race there with him before. So. But this year is the first time I've seen rules on it. So if you missed it, then you came out thinking that you were going to race the same, but it's different.
Y'all got to understand, a lot of guys up there don't have no plenty of money. Some of them racing on a budget. So they come into that race, that's all they're thinking about, making their cars like it. That's what they want to win, that money. They're thirsty for that damn money and shit. You see another fucking car up there ain't following the rules. You know what they're going to do when they're going to cry. I don't think it was Travis and Lance per se, but you know some of their regular customers, they're probably talking shit to Lance. Hey, man, come over here for a second. I got something hot to put in your ear. Look at man, it's fucked up, man. Uh-oh. You let people get in here, man, and the car ain't right where it's supposed to be. So what
oh,
traveling supposed to do? What they supposed to do?
Damn.
You gonna lose 15? You gonna lose 15, 16 in your regular class races? You gonna make 16 mad? Basically, you gonna make 16 mad or one mad? He chose to make one mad.
I'm gonna make one mad. One mad. Fuck that.
You gonna make 16, 17 other mad? The mother that always participating in your shootout. Always participating in your shootout.
And I can see where both coming from. Yes, you want to keep those guys happy, but yet hindsight. You knew this man was coming. You knew he was at a run. Y'all just didn't notice overnight.
You could have told him from the get-go, look at man, damn, we can't let you in there, man, if you ain't got glass windshield, man.
Come on now. I'm going to tell you what the real is behind it. It ain't nothing about how you look, how you don't. It's a bad bitch. And they'll have them guys in that class can't fight with it. That's just the honest truth about it. That's the truth, the whole truth behind all of it. It ain't what he had and don't have. They can't fight it. They can shoot however they want to, but that's the truth behind it.
Who goes to pay out in the shootout anyway? Anybody know?
$3,000, something
like
that.
Man, could have threw 100 pounds. My place, it was broke. 3,000 broke down.
Hey, he could have threw 100 pounds in that bitch, and they still couldn't run with him.
I just tell me, hey, the class can't run with you. You can't run the class to dominate. And you got to put a better unit of the class. You can't let you race.
Damn. I've seen plenty of times. Mother think I was too fast for a shootout and just find any little thing and throw me out. Shit.
I've been kicked out for that.
I bet you won't let me. They won't let me get there. They ain't supposed to be. I'm slow. They should let me run my 29s and shoot out. Y'all need to get that up. Y'all get it up for me, man. Y'all let 25 running them damn 28 shootouts, man. Fuck it. Me slow. Y'all need to get that up.
I believe there's a lot of them that let you get on in there.
Right. I wouldn't need to let it go. I'm going to put that on Facebook tonight, too.
Let you get right on in there, Tony.
Yeah. And
I know they'll vote you in there.
And I damn sure participate a lot of them shootouts, too. Hey, I have to make it fun and shit. Fuck that little inch. It's tight. It ain't going to make that much difference for me anyway.
Yeah. I feel you.
Man.
Where you at?
I'm here, baby. I'm listening to Tony.
Tony, who got locked in for Michigan, Tony?
I ain't got him with James Black right now so far. A lot of people say they want to wait till 2 weeks out.
Boney got a car running. Boney always working on the motherfucking car. God damn.
On a Sunday evening. He need to show him showing up.
That nigga ain't got no kids or nothing, so he can do it, I guess. Damn. Yeah, Boney going surprised. To Bobby Cole?
Yeah, he might. Boy, probably going to be there.
Well, since Trigger Man didn't race over there, you might as well go to Bobby Cole and get busy.
Politics. Never come politics.
I don't have all this politics. Ain't none of you niggas in the government. Y'all, none of y'all work for the people.
Yeah, what it is.
I think he should go on. I believe he should be there. That's Bobby. Bobby
should
be everybody. Come on.
He should be there now. And Jamie might. He might show up as of right now. They say they weren't coming.
I hope he do a sneak attack on a lot of motherfuckers. You know.
Yep. Where all the big boys gonna be at?
Yeah. Is somebody gonna be there? Yeah.
I want to get on y'all. I want to get on y'all for a second.
Come on with it.
Y'all used to say, when all the big boys come around, I don't show up. Y'all remember y'all say that? I heard that before.
They say you go the other way.
I ain't never.
Right.
Oh.
Right.
Oh,
so
yeah,
I go to. So why? So y'all with me so far now, right?
Yeah.
So how in the hell you got Uncle Sam? You got Salty Bitch, you got Vendetta, and a goddamn shootout, and Jamie did scared to get his car in the same with them guys. Y'all ain't saying nobody. He went the other way.
which car he was on.
Oh, man.
Not the Malibu.
No, not the Malibu. I'm talking about he had the Mustang over there.
Well, different things. Was his tuner there?
I don't know. His car was at the track. You didn't come to the track just for no car show. You had to come to race.
Probably got the same tuner, Tony. That's probably why.
If the same person tuned on both cars, man, what y'all talking about?
No,
I said
they didn't get
they don't want to
race each other and get in the
No, no, no. Why don't y'all see it for what it is? He played dodgeball and stayed out them boys' way. Went the other way.
Damn.
Same thing y'all say about me. Well, they didn't need to put no sugar on it.
I got to agree with Doc.
So you saying basically what you saying is a country fan was good for the
Goose, good for the Canada. Goddamn show tell me. Tony, y'all, and y'all heard it before plenty of times probably. Oh, man, no boy, when the big boys come out, Tony was running high. Jamie was at the track, and he ran high. He didn't say shit.
Wait a minute. He could have got in with them with that.
Backstabber could have ran Uncle Sam, could have ran Vandetta, could have ran Salt the Bitch. All of them was at the same fucking track. But he decided to get in the little 5-0 shootout. Y'all ain't saying nothing about that.
So, Tony, you saying this motherfucker, they playing Pop Warner in that motherfucker over there in that league, and he come on down here. He a goddamn high school kid. He come on down and wanted to play Pop Warner. He didn't want to play up there in the high school. Lord,
I mean, at the end of the day, all the cars is at the same track. Why Jamie get in? Why Jamie put Backstabber in the same class with Uncle Sam, you know, and could have put
We would like to ask what to call him. But he fake like he taking a long bubble bath or shower. Cowboy, I'm taking a bath. I'm taking a shower. I wonder if he's still in the shower.
Y'all ain't tell me why y'all ain't saying about Jamie ducking dog.
Oh, hey, Eric, Uncle Tate.
I want you and I need you.
Uncle Tate.
Can you send the rain? What's up, man? What do you want, boy?
I got a question. Tony Bynes has made a statement. I want to tell him you think it's true.
Right, sir.
He said, Jamie was down there with the Malibu, right?
Sure.
Trying to get in the 5-0 shootout. But he said he had the other car down there with Vendetta, Uncle Sam, all them. And he didn't want to get in that shootout. Do you think he just
With Backstabber.
Right. You saying what now, Tony? Saying Tony pretty much. What you saying, Tony? Like
I'm saying that they used to criticize me for not showing up when the big boys around, but they criticize Jamie when the big boys around.
Right,
I mean, so get in the class with them.
When he show up when the big boys around, he don't even get involved. Is that what you saying?
That's exactly what happened. I mean, you could have gotten
a
shoot up.
Hey, Bo, it looks just like that now, Bo. Now, but they say it was smart. Now, everybody got their own opinion now.
Sometimes it was smart for me to stay out them big boys where y'all telling me I was staying out there. But y'all ain't saying nothing about me being smart.
Man,
y'all say Tony was scared.
You got a point there, Bo.
Tony was scared. Why you say Jay was scared?
Yeah. If you stayed at home, you were smart. But they say you were scared.
But first of all,
and then getting in on that with them motherfuckers. He didn't get in the ring with them motherfuckers.
That's right, didn't get in the ring.
That's double standard.
Well, he's smart, though, but I'm dumb. I'm scared. And I do the exact same thing.
Double standard.
But, hey, y'all missing the point. If he was bad enough, he could have won both shootouts. He could have won the small shootout, and he could have won the small shootout with goddamn. But he did win the small shootout with goddamn Keisha. So why the hell you can't put the other car in the big shootout and win that one too?
Right, boss. You get double up. You could have double up.
Mm-hmm.
You
got both cars there.
Up. Yeah, you right, boss. You could have double up, boss. Yeah. I seen you put a post up there about he went over there to a shootout. This weekend instead of looking for the road race. What were you trying to say to him, Bobo?
Man, I'm just trying to say, man, it's like it's double standards now, man.
So is he chasing shootouts or is he trying to get road race? What's he trying to say?
I don't know, but I mean, luckily tonight he's trying to get shootout, but he always going to say, well, wasn't nobody grudge racing. But I'm pretty sure when he went to Owensburg last fucking week, Uncle Sam would have grudge raced him, Vandetta would have grudge raced him, and goddamn Salt the Bitch would have grudge raced him.
Yeah.
That's three grudges right there.
Somebody
can't find no Griffin.
You're a goddamn lie. You're a goddamn lie. See, he wants Ricky Sambo over there lights out. I bet you Ricky Sambo want to get in the beans with his ass again. You crazy motherfucker.
Oh, man.
Well, you know, I tell you, you know I'm a retired, so I might not have my edge in the streets like you. You might be right, Tay.
Yeah, Ricky Sambo want to get that. I mean, with regards to how you look at it, Ricky, I mean, I wouldn't give a fuck who my tune is when he went out there in front of that big stage and whooped my ass and got away. Because I did a wheelie, and Ricky Sambo, you know, car did a wheelie or whatever. But however he won, he won. So, goddamn it, I'll be on his motherfucking ass.
I just got to text him. Jamie don't win live.
Let's say Jamie don't win live. Oh, Lord.
Jamie live now?
Yeah, he live. He live right now, they say. Oh, Trigger Man. He
somebody call Ricky. Hey, Tate, I think you're lying, man. Somebody get Ricky Sambro on. Get Ricky on, Tony.
I just gave you my opinion. I didn't tell you what he. I'm just telling you what my opinion is.
Mm-hmm.
That's just saying my opinion. Get Ricky on the phone, y'all. Oh, that's his opinion.
That's my opinion. Tony,
yeah.
If you and the same guy, y'all ain't partners or nothing. Y'all ain't the same clique or nothing. Now, y'all, just because y'all got the same tuner, he went out there and whooped you in front of 10,000 motherfuckers. You want me to tell me you wasn't going to be trying to get some get back?
I can get back next day.
Yeah. So that's what I say, Ricky Sambo. You can't tell me Ricky Sambo ain't gonna run him. You're goddamn lying. That's the way I feel.
I'm gonna ask Ricky Sambo. I want to ask Ricky when he was on Orangeburg last week why he ain't try to get no get back race with James. I want to hear his answer. Or did he try to get a get back race with James?
Well, did they even make a pass?
Ricky.
Did they even make a pass, Tony, with Backstabber? But I didn't see nothing from the no video.
I ain't seen it, but I know I saw a picture of both of them cars together.
Yeah,
instead
but
saying
I was
they
saying, I don't even think he ran the car.
Hell, I wouldn't go out there and run my car neither. I saw three males that was over there.
Hey, Boss Mines.
Yeah.
Boss Mines, can you hear me?
Yeah. I don't know who got that noise. Who got the noise up there?
Hey,
don't
Tate, you gotta go on mute. Go on mute for a minute, Tate.
Hey, Tate, what you out there? Slide your feet, Tate. Boss, I want to ask you this question right here.
Yes, sir.
Do you race for wins or do you race for likes?
Do I win for what now? Race for what now?
Do you race for wins? Do you, Tony Bonds, the boss of all bosses in the grudge game, do you race for wins or do you race for likes?
Wins.
I don't know.
I try to pile up many wins I can.
Mm-hmm.
You pile
sure
up the wins, pile up the money.
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, boss.
I guarantee
boss.
You, if you got a grudge race out here losing more than he winning, he ain't going to be racing for too long, buddy. Believe that.
Hey, boss. Mm-hmm. Hey, boss. Do punk outs count in that?
Say what now?
Do punk outs count in that?
Oh, some people got punk outs and some people don't. That's been a debate going on for the last 10 years.
So tell me what you think. So tell me what you think, boss.
I think that if I got a man locked in 500 or 2,000 better and I come there, he don't race, I kind of win. Of course, I got to put money in my pocket. But some people have different ideas, but that's why I kind of win.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, you can't count. Come on, boss. You can't count that as a win.
I count that as a win. What's the difference between a punk out and a red light? If a man go out there in red light, he stopped. He done lost. You go on through. You count that as a win, too, don't you?
Okay.
You ain't seen no race. You ain't seen no race, but he went on through by himself.
But don't you want to beat the man? Don't you want to beat him at his best?
Yes, I want to beat him at the best or at his worst. But if at the end of the day, if he come out there and get on the line and break a drive shaft and I win the money, I still feel that a win to me. But some people did do it. They see it different. And then some people have these big money lock in. Sometimes $1,000, $2,000 locked in. You damn, we got to count that as a win. You taking $2,000 home?
Hold
Tony. I got Cowboy. Cowboy, you took that shower. You back?
Go ahead, boss.
Oh, he hung up, y'all. He hung up.
I can't, man.
Cowboy was live with Jamie.
If I put $2,000, I win that punk out money. That's what got another win. I can't remember.
Yeah,
five punk out.
Get this Ricky, man. We need to talk to Ricky.
Boss, how you count that as a win, bro?
Because, man, I made money. Anytime I go home and make money, I count that as a good day. Now, we can run again maybe next week, but that we lost that race because your car was not able to perform.
All right, boss. I'm going to put it to you like this. So if you and I lock in, let's say, 5 on $2,500 or better, but I pay you the punk out money, you going to count that as a win?
Well, I'm counting that as a win. I'm holding it over your head. I make you come and run again. Man, I got there and fucked you up one time. I'm holding over your head and I make you come back again.
Now, but boss,
I'm holding
all right,
over
boss.
Your head.
All right, boss. So tell me this. So you got people that lock in, let's say, 5 on $1,000 or better or whatever. So they pay the punk out. So can they go out there and beat on their chest come Monday and be like, I whooped his ass and this and that?
Yeah, sometimes you can, because sometimes you go out there, you unlock there, like say 500 or 1,000 better. You go out there, make a hell of a goddamn pass. Your man that probably running, you go out there and keep blowing the tires off. Shit. Hell yeah, you're supposed to goddamn be on your chest, motherfucker. You ain't got your shit right. You want to lock me in, you ain't got your shit right? And I expect your money. You lost.
No, but you lost, but you didn't beat me. I paid the phone call.
Hell I did.
You did.
Hell I did.
No, you didn't beat me. We didn't go down. No, boss. We didn't go back down the track side by side. You know what I mean? And you just
didn't. You didn't. Nudge. But what if I'd erase you and you red lit and stop?
You
call that a win?
No, I don't.
But he ain't come down the track with me.
No, I don't. I don't call that shit
yeah,
a win.
I do. I got all the wins. Punk out always. All that wins to me.
If you red
win,
right.
Cause whenever I go to goddamn when I pay punk out, I mean when I paid Andy Mack punk out last year, I'm still hearing about it today.
That's that down south man. It's a race if you red light.
Just like a law, like a fucking law.
Hey, brother D.
It can never be a race that never took place. That's that down south man. It's a race if you red light.
What I told you, some people got different. I told you, like I told you, bro, these people got different. Some people got different opinions on it.
It's not a race unless both cars attempt to leave the line. How can it be a race when you just got parked out of my car and never even left the line? My car never even went to the line.
But that was not the question. That was not the question. The question was, if you got paid parked out, do you count that as a win? I count it as a win.
1,000 times. That's what, I mean, first thing they count the way they want to count. But if two cars don't make an attempt to race, and you get some punk out money, you ain't won nothing but some money. You didn't win no race. You can't never win a race that never took place. I want to see how y'all fix y'all mouth and say that.
What's this man say that? Before I answered that question, I said some people got different opinions.
Okay,
and I
boss.
Gave
so
my
you did that, and I said everybody's entitled to own. I'm just saying me.
Hey, I got Ricky. Hold on, bro D. Give me a second. I got Ricky Sambo on. Hey, Ricky. Question to you.
Yes.
Would you have run? Trigger Man back down this past weekend?
Backstabbing Owensburg.
Yeah.
Would I have done what now?
Would you have
the question I'm trying to ask you, Ricky, is when did Jamie beat you down in Valdosta, when you came to Orangeburg, why, what happened to a rematch?
We was in a shootout, and he was in a different shootout, and there wasn't no time. He wasn't there until the shootout actually got started. I mean, we was running a shootout.
But if y'all had time, you would have ran him. That's what we're trying to know. Would you or would you not have ran him?
We've already talked about it. We're gonna rerun it. We run it at probably Mike Hill's race.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah, we was wondering why all y'all was together on Owensburg last week and y'all didn't get y'all race off. That's all. We're trying to see who was backing up or whatever.
Well, Jamie
they drew it for Jamie. He wasn't even there. He was on the road. When Jamie pulled in, they had about enough time to unload the cars, throw some fuel in them and a nitrous bottle and go up to the stage lane. And he wasn't even in the shootout with us. And why he did that is because...
So why do you think he didn't get in the shootout with y'all?
I think it was because, you know, he knew he had a better chance in that other class, and he didn't want to hold up our shootout up, you know, because he was running late. And the other guys in that other shootout, they were like, cool, we'll wait on him. We'd run first round of the 4A4 first. So that's what I gathered.
Or it could have been he didn't have no 44. Could be any kind of reasons, you know.
Yeah, well, I know, but it, like I said,
he could have been scared. He said he was smart. Everybody said he was smart of him to dodge y'all and get in the slower shootout, you know. That's where I heard. We didn't hear so many rumors.
That's what he said on the show.
Hey, Ricky, Ricky, you got Ryan got from TRE tuning your car, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know if it's your car, the car you drive. Do you feel some type of way about running other cars that he tuned?
Nope. I'll tell you why. Ryan said if y'all grudge race or race another car that I'm tuning, I'm going to tune the car for the track conditions as fast as I can make that car go for the track conditions, and whoever wins, wins. And that's the way he tunes them all.
Okay.
As fast as he can make the car go for the track conditions and the car that, you know, that it's in. So, you know, that's basically all you can ask for from any tuner.
Okay. I feel that. Because a lot of guys, they feel some type of way that they put the tuner in a bad predicament. What if I knock the tire off? What if you go down? You know,
Ryan
had a big argument.
Ryan don't give a crap. I mean, because he, first of all, we've all had those conversations with him. And then he just, you know, he's human, so he can mess up just like anybody else can mess up. But he's going to do the best he can for that car, for the car, to make it go as fast as it can for the track conditions.
Now, I got another question. Now, since Ryan had this big fiasco about him leaving TRE, right?
Uh-huh.
Do you think you would ever go? I don't know if I'm assuming you got a TRE motor because you got him tuning the car.
Yes.
What would you do if Taylor said, I'm coming out? What would y'all do? Would y'all say, nah, we're going to go with Taylor because he might be a little bit with a nose. We're going to fire Ryan? Or are you going to still stick with Ryan? Would you still stick with him?
No. Ryan still tunes for us. And Taylor still builds the engines. And we still buy all the parts to keep the engine fresh and everything through Taylor.
Okay. So what I'm saying, but you said, I said if Taylor said he's going to come out and tune.
Oh, there's no way
that. I don't
want to
touch my
too.
Shit. Huh?
Yeah, no. I mean, Taylor's very capable. There's just no way he's going to come out and tune. I mean, he ain't got time. And first of all, he races and he builds engines. So, I mean, he barely got time to tune his own shit.
Right, okay, I got you. So you saying that's basically impossible?
For Taylor to do that, it'd be pretty far stretch for him to be able to go around tuning on people's calls.
Okay.
Now
one more question.
Question also.
Let me ask it. You got a 4A4, right?
Uh-huh.
Who is your top five in the 4A4 category right now?
4A4 top would be, in my opinion, would be this is just my opinion. I think it would be us, Backstabber, Baby Daddy, Uncle Sam and King Kong.
Okay.
What? So White Boy Rick and the whatchamacallit, all them, and they, you don't think them top, they ain't in the top five. They close, though.
White Boy Rick, I thought he was a small block car.
I thought he had a big block. I might
be wrong. White Boy Rick is a small block car, yeah. Yeah.
No, White Boy Rick ain't no small block car no more. Hell no, I don't believe that.
He was at Duck's Race. He run in the no time small block race at Duck's Race.
Oh, okay. Okay, I might be wrong.
Unless we're talking about two different cars now.
I'm almost positive. I think White Boy Rick. I thought he was 484 too. You know what it might be? It might be Jesse James. I'm sorry.
Jesse James.
Yeah.
Right. No, you're right. Jesse James is up there also. You're right. Jesse James is up there.
Okay, give me your five inch cars. Top five.
I don't know any. Except for,
but you wouldn't be scared to run none of them, though.
Oh, no. We're going to have to see. I mean, I feel like they just have to show us, you know. We already locked in to run one of them, but I would say Lockdown, Bobby Cole.
Lockdown, Bobby Cole.
Know,
okay,
when,
come on.
When Tate gets his stuff right, and I got a feeling it will be right by Memphis.
Okay.
He should be there. And then the others, I just don't really know. I mean, my Polar's 5-inch, but he's also a big pickup truck. So, I mean.
What about the racing, paper money? What's his name with the green car?
Oh, that's called. Well, I've not got to see it run that much. So it's be hard for me to say, but I don't know who he's ran and if he's won or stuff like that. But I mean, you would think he'd be on up there in a top five. I'm not. Hey, just to be honest, I'm not really familiar with the 5-inch guys.
But you don't get no fuck about him though, based on what you think. Not now.
No, we're gonna have to race and find out where we stand with them, because you know if they on paper they should outrun us. We just feel like you know if they might outrun us, but they're gonna have to show us they can't. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel you 100. I hear you. All right, Kimo, you got any more questions?
Nah, I lost track of what I was going to ask, but you know, you did pretty good there, you know, and I appreciate Ricky for calling in, you know, that such spirit of the moment.
Oh, yeah. Hey, anytime, I don't mind calling in, whatever, anytime you need me to holler.
Okay, yeah. I appreciate that.
I ain't gonna talk shit to Tony Bynes.
Why you ain't gonna talk shit to Tony Bynes?
There's nobody can out talk that motherfucker.
Tony. Hey, Tony.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why Ricky say he ain't gonna talk no shit to you?
There ain't nobody can out talk him.
That's probably just one of his moments that he be talking shit to Mark on the show.
Let me get a. Yeah,
somebody hold a conversation, man.
You get the message. You get the message with Tony and shit. And he you just can't go out talk to him. He gonna get on your ass, and he's so fast.
he's such a fast talker and everything. I done heard him fuck too many people up.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you don't want to tangle with him tonight. You said you just want to make your peace and keep it moving. Okay, I feel you.
Yeah, I'm going to get the buzz out of trouble in a few minutes. There's a few more test sessions. I'm going out to everybody. Ain't no worth one person.
Oh, I know that. Hey, I know that.
Dang.
Hey, I was told that white boy Rick does have.
Was that, did you do what with white boy Rick? What is white boy Rick, Will? What is white boy Rick?
It's a Mustang.
I misspoke.
That was running.
It's Jesse James.
Small block. No.
Oh, okay.
No. This guy's from over there on East Coast of Georgia, Carolina, something like that. But yeah, I was told he was small buck, and he does have a big buck now. But he's going class racing, but like LDR or something.
Hey, Ricky, how did you feel about what happened this weekend with Jamie? Did you feel some type of way about that, or how you felt about that?
The window deal. I mean, first of all, this, rules are rules. You should know them before you go to any race, and you should know if they're legal or not.
That's exactly what I said.
But if you go through tech and they pass you and say you're legal and put the sticker on you, then that's messed up, you know, and don't get me wrong, people do make mistakes. Now on the other hand, the window stuff, the front windshield rule they have is garbage to me, because shouldn't be no glass and no front windshield of a race car that remotely runs any times like these all glass cars go. Shouldn't have no damn glass in front windshield. Now, that rule to me is dumb on their end, but like I said, it's just a lot of things went wrong on that, in my opinion. You know, they shouldn't have passed him in the first place. Jamie should have read the rules and made sure he was legal for that race. And, you know, I think the blame is kind of on everybody. And then the promoter that was actually racing in it that got him kicked out, that's anytime you do that, I mean, that's a damn red flag.
Oh, I know, Akimo. I was just waiting because I kind of sent your message out. And I see the gentleman responded, but I was really finna pick with Brother D, too, and tell him if I get a punk out, I'm counting it as a win.
Well,
but no, I'm enjoying what Ricky talking about. So
I'm on mute.
Yeah. D, we'll hash it out after this. Ricky get through.
Hey, Flock, I got a question.
Yo.
Mm-hmm. This jig, and I ain't throwing no shots up. This is just a question.
Okay.
Like we was talking the other day when we was on the phone
about
Leaky Leon racing and James Black racing. And Leon said, pay my punk out. Now, what if James Black agreed to pay you the punk out and Leon the other race the punk out? Would you still consider that as a win?
Hell yeah.
And we got Cowboy back on, Kimo.
Yeah. Hey, Tony, what you had to say about us, Tony?
Okay, I heard you, Flock.
We'll chop it up, Jig, and figure it out when we got it.
What's up?
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah, we want to know what Tony had to say about it.
Get the goddamn gizzards, too.
He ain't
understand
nothing.
Hey, man, go on mute, Jig. Call me for me, dog. Okay, thanks, Jig. Go ahead. What happened?
Come back. What cowboy, what you said?
I said, what you had to say about us?
I said, this is good, so I don't have to repeat myself. I said, if the man got rules for his race, you got to go by his rules.
We did.
He's paying for the track and everything.
Let me hear your opinion. Hold on, Tony. Tony, it don't matter whether you go by or not. If I got a tech sticker to race, I'm supposed to race, Tony. So I don't know what.
Yeah. Hold on now. The tech man gave you a sticker, so you say.
Hold on. He didn't give me nothing.
He
took
the car.
He took the car,
and gave you a sticker. That's what I'm saying.
That's right.
Exactly. Now, but the other races start complaining about you don't fit the rules. What y'all expect Lance to do?
Tony.
The Lance can say what they want.
See, that's what I'm saying, man. You know, somebody like you, you wasn't even there, man.
That's what I'm asking you. We asking you. I ain't on the phone. We want to know exactly what happened.
I understand that. But what I'm saying is, well, why in the hell you get your side and you don't know what the hell went on?
I said any class race,
Tony, let me say something to you.
For the rules, you can't get mad with the man if he doesn't.
Let me say.
Qualified, Tony. Now, you going to let us talk or you want to
talk? Hey, Jamie.
Yeah.
Let me tell y'all something. Okay, you passed tech. What's the difference between the damn your windshield and a glass windshield? What's the weight? He should have stuck 20 pounds in your car and let you goddamn went on. But they were scared.
Well, listen. That's what I'm saying. This is the thing. Man, yeah, Tony got a valid point. But this is the same Carolina no time that this car has been through before. Same car, same tech, man. Y'all follow what I'm saying? So, you know, yeah, I didn't wake up to look at no rules or whatnot. That's true enough. But it don't matter if I woke up to look at rules. Whether you look at them or not, you still got to go through tech, Tony Bynes. So at the end of the day, when we got there, unloaded, did what we had to do, we went through tech. I didn't read no rules on no tech because that's just like Big Jake race. Hell, we went through tech. And, hell, you know, I'm figuring, you know what I'm saying, and which that's further, so, of course, I would read the rules thoroughly of making sure it'd be more clear on if we could pass or not. But this is a race I already ran before, Tony. This ain't no race.
So when you went through tech, they gave you tech, right? Who was the person that come up there and told you you couldn't get in?
See, Tony, that's what I'm trying to tell you. Okay, listen. Travis, listen, Tony. Now, I like I said,
we listening, Jamie. We listening.
Well, you keep damn talking, man. You know what I'm saying? So, at the end of the day, Travis Harvey, was the promoter slash racer in the same race class. When Travis Harvey saw me and Cowboy make a U-turn our ass around there for tech, and he seen I had the same tech car he had, that's when he started raising hell, Tony.
He said,
Jamie, y'all ain't going to pass tech. They not going to pass y'all.
Y'all can't get in tech.
Hey, Tony.
Uh-huh.
Now, Tony, we learned this from you now. Now, we learned it from you. This man say, Tony, we went through tech. Travis is not the tech man. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We went through tech. And the man, we told him, we did everything right, just like Duck Race. We ain't did nothing wrong. We didn't pay the man off. We ain't paid the man off of nothing, Tony.
So when Travis went back to confirm with the tech man.
Travis was already there.
See, Travis was getting tech in front of us, Tony.
Right.
Travis was getting tech with his car in the same class in front of us. So
Travis was telling us that we ain't going to pass, so we ain't going to get no teacher.
Travis was in front of us getting teched in. Okay, the tech man teching Travis. Travis walking around. Jamie, okay, when he seen I had that pink tech card, that shit went through the roof. So he said, Jamie, they're not going to approve you. They're not going to approve you. I said, Travis, what the hell are you talking about? So, Tony, I ain't never had no run-ins with Travis. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
I'm thinking he's joking. At the end of the day, I said, Travis, what the hell is you talking about? We all still all class, you know? So I'm thinking, you know what I'm saying? I said, okay, so Travis thinking we got a roof on the car. So, Tony, I went to the car. I beat on the top. I said, Travis, you know, jokingly. Like, motherfucker, we got a steel, you know what I'm saying, roof, okay? Travis say, somebody, I'm going to stop saying Travis because somebody, they say, they going to put a magnet on the car. So, Tony, I go to the quarter panel. Beat on the quarter panel. I go to the fender. Beat on the fender. You know what I'm saying? So, they moved on. Well, they going to check this. I said, listen. So we move forward. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying to myself, well, damn, is Travis the tech man or is this tech man that he hired the tech man? So, you know, I said, okay, that's fine. That's why I'm going through tech, to get tech. If we don't qualify, then we don't race. So, Tony, we went through Tech. The man, he put the magnet on the car. That was good. I opened the door. He hit the floor or whatnot, opened the door. So, Tony, you got to have floors in the car. So he hit the floor. I ain't gonna say that. I didn't see him hit the floor. He just opened the door, Tony. Looked in. Yeah, he didn't hit the floor.
So who specifically told you after all this went through? Who specifically told you you couldn't get in the shootout?
That's right. You won't let me finish. I'm getting to that. So we is at the Tech booth, Tony, at Darlington, at the other entrance. You know what I'm saying? Like way on the other side. That's where Tech was at. So we way on the other side. So after he did that. We popped the hood.
He stayed on the hood 5 minutes.
So we popped the hood. He checked the motor. Look at the motor. Everything, Tony.
Hit the glass.
So, you know what I'm saying? Then he walked over and got our sticker and put the sticker on there. And he hit the glass. Thick armor glass, Tony. He hit the glass. Put our sticker on there. So, Tony, it's one
thing. I know the glass is petty. That's petty and rude. I don't understand.
Yeah, okay. So, all right. So that's true, Tony. That is petty. You know what I'm saying? But that's why I was saying, you know, you said what you said first before you can hear the real true story. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, the man put our stick on the car. So, Tony, we racing. So we go straight to the staging lane. We went straight to the staging lane. So I heard some cars blowing the tires off, Tony, so I say, let me go get the computer. I want the tuner to do something different. Take all the power. I want to do something different. I went to the trailer, got the computer, put the computer on. I let the tuner do what I wanted him to do. Okay. How come Travis, Tony?
No.
How come Tech Man Travis? How y'all pass Tech? Y'all can't get in this race. So I said, Travis, I got a fucking sticker. I'm legal to race this race. I went through Tech. So right then, it was an uproar. Okay, Dog didn't say nothing. Okay, Keith Barron saw the uproar. He came over. Keith Barron said, what's going on? I said, Keith, these motherfuckers, I went through Tech, and now Travis trying to say we can't race. That ain't, you know what I'm saying? That ain't right. I'm fucking racing. That's what I told Keith. Keith went to Travis, and he talked to Travis. He came back to us. He said, Jamie, he said, you're in. Don't worry about it. You're in. We're going to let you race this time because our Tech man made a mistake. If he made a mistake, we're going to honor it this time. But next time, if you don't have the specific glass, you cannot get in. I say, Keith, I totally understand that. I say, you know what I mean? I appreciate you for doing that or whatnot. You know, okay, then, Tony, so why are we sitting around? Travis over there talking about, Jamie, I bet you $500 you don't have a conventional head. I said, well, Travis, first of all, you would never fucking know. And $500, I wouldn't even pop the hood for you for $500. So we already went through Tech. You ain't the fucking Tech man. So right then, Tony, there goes, they called the Tech man. So, Tony, the Tech man. We was in staging. All this is in staging. So here comes the Tech man. All right. So we in front of the car, just talking. You know what I'm saying? Getting ready to race, stuff like that. Make a shakedown. So Tony, Tony, you probably you know how you be joking with Bushwick. When you say stand in front of your car and you running up. Tony, the Tech man came to the car and opened the driver door, Tony.
But that asked me.
What the fuck you doing, man? So, Tony, the man goes out, you know, I said, listen, no disrespect. I said, but don't never do that again, man. I said, now, I don't got no problem with you. I said, first, that's disrespectful what you done to come to the car and open the door and you ain't asked us. I said,
no,
you
call disrespect. You touching the car for that answer. Okay, I understand that.
Right. I said, now Tech is back there, which is 2 minutes ago we just went through Tech. I said, now, if you could tell me what you want, you know what I'm saying, but it don't matter because, you know, he said, well, I didn't check your flow. I said, well, if you didn't check the flow, I mean, we got a flow. You know what I'm saying? But, Tony, you know how when you got them by the balls, but you act like you ain't got a flow?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't really want to check the flow.
Yeah. I said, man, man, what you doing? I said, man, you don't say it. So I said, but let's get out the way. I said, man, we got to flow. So I reached down there and hit the flow. Well, yeah, he hit the flow, but I reached down there so everybody else could see, man, we got to flow. Okay, now, there goes Travis, Tony. Now he got the right engine in the car. So, Travis, you ain't the tech man. You not little motherfucker. You not the owner. And you a goddamn sure don't know what's in the car. So that let me know right there you hired a tech man that you don't trust. You follow what I'm saying? So the whole time, Tony, Travis' uproar is about the motor, not the windshield.
No,
it's about
the windshield
to
the motor.
He
okay.
telling us that he know what we got in the car. Now, Tony, Travis ain't seen that car since goddamn Carolina Dragway racing. You see what I'm saying? That been last year. And guess what? Here go the other kicker. They had the same uproar at Jackson, running in the same class, Tony. Travis ain't came over and said a goddamn thing because he didn't have a car in it that was racing.
Yeah. So who specifically said you couldn't race? That's what I'm trying to get to. The tech
Travis
man or Travis?
Travis.
Well, Travis can't do that because the tech man got to tell you that.
Well, Tony, that's what I'm trying to that's what I'm saying. But all in all, though, Tony, like I say, everybody do it different. But once you go through tech and you know what I'm saying, you go through tech and pass Tony, that's it. I ain't got no more reasons to pop my hood. You know what I'm saying? I can't change no motor in between rounds.
Mm-hmm.
So Travis Harvey, now, like I say, that ain't all. So the driver's meeting wasn't even there yet, Tony. So the driver's meeting was at 3 o'clock. So when the driver's meeting came, Travis went and told everybody, you know, all them boys peed my pants. So, you know, I already knew they were going to stick together. That's why I told Cowboy, let's fucking go. You know, I didn't really want them to kick us out because I knew that's what they was going to do. I wanted us to leave before they kicked us out. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, all of them got together now. I said all of them got together, man. Shit.
But Tony, check this out. But listen, I ain't through. So Travis in the driver's meeting and said, we got a car that went through tech, and he's really not legal.
Oh, Lord, Travis,
so
still bringing it up.
So that's what Travis said, right, Tony? So at the end of the day, Travis said, now he thought everybody was going to say they did not want to race. When Travis say, well, Jamie, if you enter, nobody is going to race. So, you know, it's just the class is not going to happen. So Travis say, who all want to race against Keisha? Tony, all them guys said, no, we're not racing. So Travis say, okay, we're going to give everybody their money back. You follow what I'm saying? So 2 minutes later, the guy say, we'll race against it. Oh, shit, Tony. When he said that, Travis wanted to knock the hell out of that man.
We'll race against it.
Knock the hell out of that man because he expected nobody to stand up to the plate. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So then he turns around and say, well, Jamie, you're not just going to race. You're going to give your 200 back and have a good day. You know what I'm saying? When he said that, Tony, boy,
yeah, have a good day. That kind of got me nerd in that.
Got
my nerd too.
Yeah. So Tony, check this out. The guy say it was an older white guy. You know what I'm saying? Older white guy, long beard. Tony, we don't know the guy. So the guy said, "Well, tell me why they can't race. Tell me why they can't race. We don't even know the man." So Travis tried to say this and say that by the engine or whatever. So long story short, the man say, if you kick him out, Travis, your day is coming. So Travis say, what do you mean your day coming? The man say, on the racetrack. Man, end of the day, that man beat the shit out of Travis in the finals. Travis Nitro didn't come on. That the same man that in that Nova that beat Travis in the finals.
Didn't they come on?
The man say, I told you your day was coming.
Ah, no, he didn't.
Yeah, he did. But, man, at the end of the day, like I say, us as girls racers, you know, we talk about Keith Barron because he don't support nobody. That's true enough. But I got to say, goddamn Keith Barron made my PayPal jingle, you know what I'm saying, at the end of the night.
Yeah.
Now, he stood behind what he stood behind. And, Tony, not only that, like I say, man, we went through hell and hot water. Me and Cowboy had confirmations in Hartsville right down the road. After the track, Tony, we went to the hotel, them stomachs, and sold our rooms. So they ain't had no more rooms. Long story short, the rooms that they had, Cowboy went to an outdoor hotel. I wasn't finna go stay at that damn one-star hotel. And they I did find one room. That shit was $289, Tony, for one night.
I must have kept on while I slept in the truck.
Man, I had too much money on me. I ain't keeping no truck. I damn sure ain't staying in no outdoor hotel. So I say shit, damn that. But like I say, I ain't sucking Keith nuts. I'm just giving him, you know what I'm saying, for what he did. You know what I'm saying? He did do that. You know what I'm saying? Travis overruled him. So you know, I asked Lance today. You know, tried to put him on the hot seat. He I said, Travis, did you kick us out the shootout? Because it's three of y'all in the race. I ain't say this. Did you say yes or no that we could not race? He yet did not answer that. So I'm trying to figure out, if he didn't answer that, how in the hell we got kicked out? If Lance said if Keith said we could race and Travis said we can't
race. That's why I kept asking the question. Who specifically said you couldn't get out? That's what I want to know.
Travis.
Who specifically said you can't race?
Travis.
Okay.
And Tony, it's three of them in the race. We got Bobby Cole got, you know, Bobby Cole, the grudge lawyer, as he say he is. But he, you know what I'm saying, we ain't seeing eye to eye, but Bobby, he keep it straight. But Bobby got Lance on, and you know what I mean? He put Lance on the hot seat and tried to get to the bottom of it. But like I say, you know, Travis will be on Dog Show tomorrow to hear his side. But like I say, you know, I speak facts, man. But, Tony, you know the goon when we used to run Troublemaker, that fat boy, the goon that used to be with him?
Yeah.
Guess what? He went live and said why the engine wasn't conventional head.
Well,
he said because we put a chiller on the motor, it ain't conventional head.
Put one on the motor?
A chiller, you know, to cool the motor down. I said, man, I said, dude, you need to go take that lie down, man, because that really let people know how dumb and stupid you are.
You that chiller for consistency. So when the next race y'all go to, the next race y'all, when next time y'all go to the last race, y'all have everything straight.
Now, you trying to be funny, Tony. Now, you know, that's always true. Hey, come on, you know, Tony, you know we know you like a book, Tony. You just said that shit.
No, I'm saying next time y'all go, y'all have all that straight for y'all go next time.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah, Tony, we got it. Hey, going?
Hey, Tony, I tell you what you do. Go look at Flow Racing Live and look and see what I said. I said, hey, that'll do it right there now. That'll do it. But, man, like I said, the only thing what got us hot, man, like I said, man, Tony, I ain't never been on time to the racetrack. I beat Cowboy to the race. I mean, all day Thursday I got ready. I'm going live Friday morning like a jackass. If anybody else get the jackass, I mean, we got the Lamont Sanford and the jackass for this.
But I ain't think Cowboy gonna be there. Cowboy told me he was in Tampa.
Well, he was. He came back. He came back Thursday.
Thursday
night,
Tony.
Oh.
Yeah, he came back Thursday. But at the end of the day, you know, like I said, my boy's playing basketball, Tony. I'm telling Cowboy that. The boy's playing basketball. I hardly been to the games or none of that. You know what I'm saying? That could have been a chance for me.
Could have went there.
Hey, Tony, I was telling Cowboy, but Cowboy don't believe it. And like I said, Cowboy, who I told you to go make it?
Tony,
I got them Popo bad.
Tony, you remember
Popo, Tony? Hey, Tony, Popo in the 10th grade, and I'm talking about, hey, yeah, Tony, no.
Getting in trouble, all that shit.
Yeah, Tony, no trouble no more.
Hey, oh, yeah.
Somebody
gonna turn around. I was coming to Dawson, man. I woke up that goddamn wind. I said, shit, no.
And not only that, Tony, he was playing basketball in Greensboro. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, man, this shit here, man. You
right
know, bigger than what, right, pretty much right up the road. But I said, man, but Tony, that dog in the 10th grade, Tony, when I tell you, shit, that's unstoppable. He got colleges law looking at him already, man. I ain't been in their game yet, man. Running behind
him. Everybody thought Poe was going to be the worst one.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he'd be the man with the money. Get that contract.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all got me fucked up.
I
went in the principal office every week for nothing.
Oh, yeah. Tony, that's about dunking and all, Tony. They get out of the way when he come through there.
Golly.
Hey, he's just in the 10th grade. I was going to mess with Randy.
Who y'all lying about?
Oh, no, we just messing around. I know y'all. I don't know if y'all listening or just, you know.
Who's
her?
That's your son?
Yeah. Tony Cowboy know how bad he was.
What grade he in?
10th grade, man. Tony Cowboy know how bad he was.
What
I'm
was
talking about.
Yeah.
Huh?
What was he playing at?
He was in Greensboro, North Carolina. I ain't sure what, you know, what gym, but.
He
know,
playing
he,
recreation?
Oh,
him
no,
on recreation team?
Oh, AAU?
Yeah.
Is he, we might need him to come down to Rock Hill in the next couple weeks. He'll come over there and play with us?
What the date is?
Thursday 24th.
I check with her and see, but he goes somewhere every weekend, you know. So I check with her and see what is, you know what I'm saying. What,
Will they got to release him off that AAU team before he can go and play anywhere.
That's right.
Oh, okay.
Who else? Who talking about Rock Hill? I was in Rock Hill last week. Who that? You from Rock Hill? I just going
Rock
there.
Rock Hill or Spartanburg? It was one of them we got to go to. Either Spartanburg or Rock Hill.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, you said Rockingham. Oh, Rock Hill, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, he done played up there. He was up there by what? No. He'll be in Rock Hill.
The Adidas Circuit will be up there.
No, matter of fact, he'll be in Rock Hill the day of no medication. That's June the 10th and 11th. He'll be in Rock Hill. That's probably the same.
We got one more question. Now, you know, I got to ask this question. A lot of people want to know. They've been talking about it on the morning show. As you being a promoter, we got all the black promoters out here. Everybody need to work together. Why are you not coming to Bobby Cole race? And this is the last race of Memphis.
Well,
you need to swallow your pride.
Listen.
There's too many egos going on right now.
It's nothing to do with the ego. You know what I'm saying? It ain't nothing to do with the ego, man. If somebody rubbed you the wrong way, you got to get over it. You know what I'm saying? And the things that I heard and things that came back to me, I know it was said. You know what I'm saying? See, y'all looking at
but
it from
the
only outside.
Thing, but you got to believe what they say. Half of what you see and none of what
No. These people, Bobby, ain't know I was close to, man. So it's deeper than what it is. But I know we'll get over it. You know what I'm saying, Bobby? Man, listen. We've been to every one of Bobby races, man.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? So. You know,
the last one, though,
I missed. No, it ain't going to be the last one because Bobby's going to find out a way to reschedule that race, man.
What do you mean? The track closes.
Man, then he'll go to Holly Springs.
What track closed?
Tony, Memphis sold, man.
Memphis sold.
God damn, anybody ain't told me about this. I didn't block in the race with James Black and there ain't going to be no race.
No. It's going to be a race for Bobby.
Next year. You good this year.
Next year. Okay, next year. Oh, yeah, Bobby's on no spot. He's on no spot.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying. He'll find another spot. Yeah. It ain't, man, listen, Bobby going to have a good race. You know what I'm saying? I hate it is the way it is. But like I said, man, we'll get over it.
But the thing is, it's all about racing.
Jamie, we want you there, motherfucker.
We're not coming.
I understand that. It is.
Guys,
I want to see you, cowboy.
We not coming.
Listen, it ain't. It's just something that it's
Ricky
just something
was saying.
That we
something.
Get
what was
man,
you saying,
all.
Ricky? What you were saying, Ricky?
I said he can't. He cannot come to Bobby's race. He just can't. I mean, I wish he could too, but he can't.
No, okay.
That's the thing. He can't now. He ain't no such thing. Can't.
Hey, Tony. Hey, hold on, Tony. Hell, you say you can't go to duck race? What?
That's a totally different story there. Yeah, a totally different story.
I'm just saying, man. You said you can't go to duck race, but I'm just saying. But,
no,
man.
Coming this year.
Yeah. I mean, we're going to all get back together as a family, but some of the stuff got to be fixed and straightened out. That's what I'm saying. You know, yeah, some of the stuff just got to be fixed and straightened out. Who that is? Kimo?
No, Lil Will asked that. Lil Will asked.
Yeah, Lil, but it ain't bad enough the way it can't be fixed. You know what I'm saying? It ain't bad enough the way it can't be fixed. It'll be fixed, but you just got
to
get over it.
Fix it. Y'all need to keep in whatever happened on your house in your house and keep it moving. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we know, man. Like I said, man, it ain't but so many races. It ain't but I mean, as far as seeing everybody in one spot. You know what I'm saying? So you know,
cowboy, a lot of money. I'm going to get all this money by myself, cowboy.
Oh, yeah, you can have
it. Look at Skid. Hey, Skid,
you're going to be shooting dice like a motherfucker.
Hey, like I say, like I say, no, it ain't nothing we can't get over, man. Because like I said, man, you know, everybody have they ups and downs and fight and this and that, and then everybody come back together, man. So,
yeah, but we got other plans for this year.
Yeah, so, you know, it is what it is, man. Like I said, we all going to get back together, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, we all going to get back together, man. Like I said, just, you know. I ain't going to lie, I told Bobby, like I said, Bobby, he rubbed us the wrong way, man, that's all. And when somebody do something to you, you know what I'm saying, you just got to get over it, pretty much, per se. And you can't make it happen. It's got, you know what I'm saying, it just got to happen. You know what I mean? Like I'm saying, the outside.
You got to make it happen. You got to make it happen to get over it.
Right. That's
you got to let your emotions, you emotional right now. You got to let your emotions go. And go see through that.
No, man. Why? Oh, yeah, I know.
This kid is goddamn a little weird.
Yeah, I look that little weird to all emotional. You sound like that boy that was talking about Travis Harvey talking about I'm a crybaby. No, man, I ain't crying about shit. I'm just gonna stick to what happened. I'm not gonna let nobody tell no fucking lie. You know what I'm saying? When I'm gonna tell it exactly how it fucking happened. And if you can't take it how it happened, then don't get on there telling no fucking lies. That's just
You know what I mean, guys lie on you every day on this phone.
Well, listen. I understand that, but I'm, you know, as far as what happened and what I post, they're not gonna come on my post and telling no lies. Yeah, I know people lie. They lying right now on the back line, right?
Yeah,
lean that skin. But no, but man, we all gonna get back together, man. You know what I'm saying?
Man, y'all gotta get rid of them emotional. You know, stop being emotional.
Okay. Let me ask you this. Why, when the things that was going on, what was going on, why the other side can be emotional?
Oh, shit.
They could be, but you got to kind of respect your elders, though. Bobby's an elder in this game.
Yeah. Hey, listen. I respect Bobby to the fullest, man. Bobby know that. I respect Bobby. You know what I'm saying?
He's an OG, so he allowed to do a certain thing. He's an OG.
I respect Bobby more than I respect Wit, because Wit don't want to be OG. You know what I'm saying? So Wit got about 60 more
years.
Old.
He could be Wit going through dementia right now. You never know. He's down there 60 years old.
Man, listen, man.
Never got
damn, Jamie, how long you been holding that in about Wit?
Little kid. Nah, I like to mess with Wit, man. Hey, you know what thing I like about Wit and Tate, man? I was going to make a fuck, but them G's right there, man, Wit and Tate, I don't know which one think they got the most swag, man. Tate or Wit, man.
It sure
I don't
like
know which one think they're the coolest, man.
You see that ugly ass they had on the other day?
Oh, man.
Show like no goddamn Tate.
Wit.
Come on,
Wit.
What the hell Tate going on with that ugly ass suit?
Man,
well,
don't you know Tate a player?
Hey, Tate, you look like Brooke Cruz.
Damn, man.
I Brooke Cruz to have on all the matching stuff. That's not Tate. That's what I always talking about. Tate had on. Hey, Tate be clean. I be checking on Tate be clean, though.
Man.
Hey, Wit. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, I won't forget. I was leaving out of Darlington parking lot. I clicked on Facebook. The first person I see is Tate leaning with his. You know what I'm saying? Like, he just that OG up there.
Now, he was sharp. He was sharp.
Oh, yeah, he was sharp. Hey, Wit.
Yeah.
I thought about you and
it looked good.
Man,
hey,
which
hey,
one?
It looked good on him.
So what if you put it on Wit? What if you put it on Wit? Oh boy! And then every Wit, every time Tate think he clean, you know what he put up under the bottom? Catch me out in the street. I'm the best.
Catch me
out
in the street tonight. Hey, Skin, you know what I was trying to figure out? He should have saved that suit for Friday night by the cold rain. That night, Friday night. He should have saved that fucking suit for this. y'all gonna see that suit again. Matter of fact. Friday
night.
That ain't no suit. That was a suit jacket, man. Yeah, y'all see that suit jacket again, goddammit.
Hey,
y'all see that motherfucker.
Hey,
you can't wear the motherfucker
coat.
Just one time. Yeah, y'all
hey,
make
Whit.
Sure y'all see that motherfucker again.
Hey, Whit, you don't know no motherfucker on this phone. Wear some shit one time and throw it away.
Yeah, I had a nigga lie
to
me that.
Hey, Whit.
Man,
wear
it.
Hey, Whit.
Time, yeah.
Hey, Whit, you gonna see them same drawers the nigga got on about 50 times.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, man. God almighty.
Hey, Trigger. Trying to see if Trigger order some handkerchiefs for his merch. Cause he need to start getting, he need to get some handkerchiefs. Did you get some handkerchiefs for your merch?
Hey,
your merch. No, I'm saying you need to put TM on. A handkerchief and put TM on. What they gonna do with the handkerchief, Whit?
Hey, Whit,
yeah, you've been crying.
You can't do no crying because you ain't doing no damn racing. Only thing you doing is testing and opening up. What's the name? Dough, like you know what the hell you looking at?
Hey,
you ain't know what a nitrous gauge at on the damn car. You opening up the damn dough.
Damn. I know, but look, pull over.
Yeah.
Pull over, dog. I can get your hood, man. You need a hood. You've been crying for 24 fucking hours.
Man, hold on, Whit. I got to call Cowboy. My keys in his truck. Hold on. I mean, in the van. Hold on.
Yeah, go. Pull over, dog. I can get you a fucking hood, man. Where your ass been crying?
Oh, man.
Cry baby motherfucker.
Well, somebody got to go live,
hey,
man.
But do y'all realize the whole situation? This nigga got his room paid for and all that, being a slick motherfucker. He is just being slick.
Yeah, I'm
he
back. Whit. What do you say, Whit?
Crying like a motherfucker while you was up in that room, then.
What room? What you talking to me with? I'm about to tell you I had to cook on. What you say?
I said, when you ain't got that room, you cried like a motherfucker up in that motherfucker, then, man.
Oh, no. Hey, Whit. No. Hey, Whit, I had somebody else in there crying, Whit. What the hell are you talking about, boy? You know I don't play.
Uh-oh.
You know I don't play with now. Yeah. Whit, I don't. Hey, Whit. Wait, you think I'm gonna pay $300? You think I'm gonna pay $300 for a room for just me? I'm not including.
Like
man, I don't want to slept in the room. I mean, in the truck. Matter of fact, I drove the smart car. I don't want to slept in the smart car, man. I drove the smart car. I crept up in the smart car, man. All right.
Man, y'all. Hey, Trick, I got to give y'all, boy. Y'all having that money.
Not $40.
Y'all having that money.
$40
a hoe.
Hey, Ricky. Hey, what's up, Ricky? Hey, I know you're going to get on Vendetta ass. That man red lit twice, Ricky.
Did? So he red lit Friday and red lit Saturday?
Friday and Saturday. Hold on, let me click Cowboy in.
Hell yeah. I'm going to go on mute. I'm at the track.
Man, he red lit twice?
He's shaky. He's shaky as fuck.
He said he's shaky, huh? Yeah, Ricky, that man red lit Friday. Hey, Ricky, the man told Cowboy Friday he say something fell in his car. That's why he red lit. Cowboy said, I wonder what the hell fell in the car said.
He's shaky. He's shaky as fuck.
I'm telling you, those guys are weird.
Oh yeah, man. That dude, he be amped up, man. But when he get amped up, he can't handle the pressure.
No, and most turbo guys though are weird. It's just a different. They're a different breed. And turbo guys are weird as fuck.
Hey, Tony. Tony still on?
Yeah, I feel on.
Hey, Tony. You know Chad Fennell with the Monte Carlo?
Who that now?
Chad Fennell with the Monte Carlo.
For real? Yeah, for real. Uh-huh, I know him.
He's a good guy now, but the guy that's with him just ain't a good guy in my eyes. Check this out. He has ZZ Top. And Ziff was in the Warner Box, but you know Ziff got a headset, right?
Uh-huh.
So I guess they couldn't crank the car. So the black guy, DC, that be with Ziff, told Ziff to go ahead and burn in. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So, you know, like I say, Ziff ain't know what was going on. The whole thing he can do is go off of what his man tell him. Ziff burn in,
and then, you know, go down the track. So that disqualified, you know, Jeff Miller. Jeff Miller was up there.
He was with Pharrell.
Jeff Miller got mad in the morning.
Man. Why he got mad?
Because they didn't wait light, you know what I'm saying? Because crazy.
Yeah.
So, you know, Ziff, you know, I guess they tried to play like, you know, they could have waited until he crunk or something like that, but, they, you know, the timer deal. But long story short, Ziff went on down and won. So Jeff got on the black guy that told Ziff to go. So DC must have told Ziff on the radio, man, Jeff Miller raising hell at me or such and such. When Ziff came back around, you know, they was parked across from each other. Ziff came back around, and when Jeff was standing outside, Ziff said, "Hey, baby, I just jumped on your head."
Ziff said, "Hey, Ziff told Jeff, hey, baby."
Yeah, Ziff, you know what I'm saying? He probably, DC told Ziff what happened on the radio. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, so what Jeff did then?
Boy, you fuck with Ziff as you
look crazy. Look crazy. Ziff said, hey, baby. Hey, baby.
I'm telling you now, Ziff crazy now. That something is quiet and he don't bother nobody. Shit, Ziff acting a fool now.
Well, so Jeff didn't go there and put his chest in his chest.
Hey, Jamie, y'all giggling and shit and all this shit, though, but I just got a text.
Hi, man.
Tony Bynes ain't keeping it all the way gangster like he was on the phone when you wasn't there. I got to say that.
Well, because Tony ain't know the other side. Tony ain't know the other side. But go ahead.
I told Jamie exactly what I said.
Forget that car.
Hey, no man.
Why you ain't get your ass up there with backstab and get in that other shootout with them gorillas over there?
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a good question to ask. But who asked that question?
I can answer that question. But he played chess, not checkers.
Okay. Who asked that? Who texted that?
No. This probably come what I see. This is what I see. I said, now look here, y'all always talk shit to me. Y'all say when the big boys come to town, I go run and hide. Everybody said this. Now, I said, now the big boys old Orangeburg, y'all see Jamie in the class with them. I mean, I don't blame him, smart thing to do, but y'all didn't say shit about Jamie was dodging.
Okay. Now, Tony,
that's
a good thing.
That's what you said, boss.
Listen, but hold on.
What I said then.
But listen, it don't matter what he said, though, but that's enough. But listen, though. Okay, Tony, that might be true on what you said. You got a good point. But we was just in Valdosta with all the bands, though, Tony, so you can't really say that. You see what I'm saying? Because we were just in Valdosta with all the bears.
Yeah, then why
Valdosta? So let me ask you this. Why the bears, that so-called bears, didn't come to Valdosta, Tony?
Well, we called Ricky to get this side of the point, and Ricky said that y'all got there late. That's probably why y'all ain't –
Tony, that is true. But hold on. I mean, I'm going to answer Will. You know what I'm saying? Kimo or Will, I get them mixed up. I'm going to answer whoever question.
Will,
I'm going to answer the question, but do that person that asked that, do they mind who is it? Do they mind telling who it is?
They also made another statement. They said –
But you can't – I got to do one at a time, man. Goddamn.
Yeah, we just want to know why you didn't get over in that staging line. You knew you was right in the ballpark with all the gorillas.
Okay,
we ain't wanted to.
Okay, that's true. That might be true. But do that person mind being who texted you that?
This is a Detroit guy.
You motherfuckers don't have no respect for a motherfucker trying to hang out with his mama on her motherfucking birthday. What the fuck you keep calling me for?
My bad, Tate. Hold on. We trying to figure out why Jamie. That's right, Tate. You're right. Hang up the phone, Tate.
Cause this bitch keep calling me, and he know I'm out with my mom. Well, I just left. I'm done now.
All right. Well, go to mute right quick, Tate. Go to mute right quick.
All right, I'm going to mute. I'm done.
All right, now, Will. Hey, Tate. But for me, let me see what you got on the day, Tate. Cause Witt thinks he can outdress you. But go ahead, Will. Would you ask me the question again?
I want to know why was you over there with the motherfucker when all the hogs was in the
okay,
plan? All right.
All right, I got you. Okay, all right. Now, when the last time you saw Backstabber?
Man, I don't remember.
I'm saying, I'm asking you. You want me to answer, but I'm asking you.
I can't tell you that.
Well, the last time was at Duck Race.
Backstabber ain't been out since Duck Race.
Okay.
Right? Okay. Yeah. Now, you know all the it was a lot more what that Wynn did than normal. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So we had to replace a bunch of stuff. All right. So at the end of the day, it was fixed, and, you know, we made not one shakedown with the car. You see what I'm saying? Instead of
when you go out there half-stepping, hope.
Yeah, you can't go out there half-stepping with them 44 cars that was there. You see what I'm saying? We found a problem earlier that morning. So we was out the little Morehouse from, like, you know, 9 o'clock,
yeah,
10 o'clock that morning, and up until like 4:30. That's right, up to like 4:30. So at the end of the day, we fixed that. So we didn't know what the car was gonna do, how it was gonna react, or any of that. You know what I'm saying? So Ricky Stambo, Uncle Sam, Vendetta was there Friday. I was private testing with Vendetta Friday. He was there Friday. So, you know what I'm saying? That man getting down the track. I look at Ricky getting down the track. We look at Uncle Sam getting down the track. Okay, and I'm on live looking at that. So at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, you know, we was going to get in that race before all of this if we could have. The car was supposed to go to Big Jake race. We didn't make it to Big Jake race. You see what I'm saying? So we had time to test the car.
You being so winded about it. Just answer the question.
Listen, you got a damn thing to do. You shouldn't call me if you didn't want to talk to me. If you don't want me to talk. So now you want me to shut the hell up. But anyway.
No, I'm just saying you being long-winded about
Just listen.
Come on.
Okay, so when we left Limbo House, it was about 4:30, something like that, 4 o'clock. It take an hour and probably 30 minutes pulling the trailer to get there. So the race, they had the drivers meet without us. So we were finna get in there, you know what I'm saying, coming off those trailer with them cars like that and knowing they get down the track. We out here trying to get money. You know what I'm saying? Not to try to put on a
Please.
Show to try to every time Please. We go out. You see what I'm saying? We trying to get money. We just spent $20,000 getting them cars back fixed. Getting Backstabber fixed, Keisha done blowed up,
okay,
and all of that. You see what I'm saying?
Okay. Well, let me cut you all right. Did you make a shakedown, though?
No, we did not. We came straight off the trailer and got in the shootout.
With what?
Keisha, with both of them. We got
then,
in the
so, same. Then, so the guy would have whooped Backstabber, but he ran.
We got in the same shootout, Kimo. I mean, Will. We got in the same shootout with both cars. We came off the trailer. Luckily, I had got Keisha ready at the Lamar's. All we had to do was back it off and go to the line. Backstabber, I ain't had time to get it ready, so I had to do that at the track. So, you know, we put both of them in the same shootout. So
in the hall, what you mean? I thought you was in the all steel, all glass shootout.
No, that was an anything on 28 shootout, man. See, that's what I'm saying, man. See, this is the difference between you as a talk show host.
So you picked the weakest shootout to get in.
Hold on. See, Will, that's why you as a talk show host, you got to have more facts on what you're saying before you come at. Well, I don't know about the other people, but you got to have more fucking facts when you come at TMR.
What shootout was Ricky Stanford?
Well, let me ask you something. Okay. If you see a flyer with no cars on it, if you see a flyer with no cars on it, right? And you see a shootout, I'm gonna say I'm gonna use California since nobody. I'm gonna use California, and I'm gonna say you go into that race. If you see a flyer with no cars on it, you know what I'm saying? Anything on 28s, and you got a 484 car, right? Which is you gonna put that 484 car in? Anything on 28s or the 484?
On what cars.
Shut up. Answer the question.
It depends on what cars.
Answer the question.
I'm not going off the title. I'm going off which cars is in which.
Okay.
I'm going to run away from the bad motherfuckers.
Let me ask you something. Slow down, sir. So, a blower. Can a blower get in a 44 class?
Okay, so you think so if a blower running a 44 car, who you gonna bet with?
What kind of blower?
Just say Shadow. If the Shadow don't show time, it's a grudge car. If the Shadow race a 44 car, who you gonna bet with?
If it's at 41 in Chicago, I'm betting.
Hold on, man. Now you acting stupid and it won't get directed to the fucking house.
No.
If you gonna keep playing stupid now. Now, if
the title of the shootout.
Listen, man, I'm trying to prove to you something. So, if the Shadow was a no time grudge car with the blower running a 484 car at Duck Race, I'm gonna use Duck Race. Who would you bet with?
We going with the blower.
Okay, why would you go with the blower? When now you're trying to tell me the 44 cars is faster. So the blower car cannot enter a 44 race. So we enter the fastest motherfucking class that it was, which was any fucking thing on 28. So what the hell is you talking about?
But you looked at the team.
I ain't looked at shit. I wasn't there. I wasn't there. Didn't I just tell you I wasn't there?
Oh, you knew what was in there.
I wasn't there, goddammit.
You do your research.
I don't know shit. I told them to put us in the baddest fucking class that it was, and that was anything on 28.
You knew what that 484 class had in it. You know, you didn't want no parts of that motherfucker.
Hey, but Will, let me ask you something at the end of the day. Was that a smart move or a dumb move?
Well, we got to go all the way back to the beginning, what Tony Bynes said.
Hold on. Tony ain't got nothing to do with this.
Well, I know what Tony would have did. Tony would have went exactly what we did.
Okay, Tony. You got it on, Tony?
See, Tony was making a statement that they called him.
I already said that. I said I just did what I would have did. I told him well. Right.
So, Will, all I'm saying is, Will, anything on 28 is a bigger bass field than a 44 bass field. That's all I'm telling you.
Okay, what's the next question?
Now, Will, see, let me tell you something. You really need to get a lawyer when you're talking to me because you don't really know shit on what you're saying.
I'm going to explain something to you. I'm going to look at it from a different way. You know, we play little basketball team. They got Elite in front of their man. They don't be shit. And some motherfuckers got an old regular name. And some bad motherfuckers. So you just go, you can't go off the title. You can't go off the cover of the book. You got to go off what's inside of it.
No. I'm going off of the title on this here. Because anything on 28, on 28. Hold on a second, sir. Okay. That's just like this weekend. They had a come to win, which is pretty much, you know, on 28th, since that's what we're running. That's the same thing. Bumblebee was in that shootout. Bumblebee could have came and got in the same anything on 28th shootout. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. So next topic. What else you want to know, Will?
No, that's what we really want to know. Why you was ducking.
Well, okay.
So Tony can't ask that question. He taught you to do that type of shit, Tony.
Well, Tony. I mean, Tony ain't had to say that. I mean, hell, we already knew what Tony would have done. Shit. But at the end of the day, Will, we hadn't just spent, like I say, $20,000, man, fixing them cars. So at the end of the day, it ain't about having the big nuts right now. It's about trying to get something back.
So when is this shit going to happen, though? When is this shit going to hit the fan?
I mean, I don't understand what you mean by hit the fan. Every time backstabbing came, hold on. See, this is the thing. Ricky from Mississippi, they came down, you know. Where was the other 44 cars at to get in that shootout? But why? They was ducking, but y'all not talking about them.
Anything.
We
can
worry about
them.
Exactly.
You was there.
Exactly.
They wasn't there. It don't matter, but you not saying nothing about them. They was not there, buddy. So why are you even talking about them?
Well, who is the baddest motherfucker in 484 right now?
Man, it's up and down. Ain't no baddest. Ain't no baddest in that shit. That shit go week to week. That shit go week to week.
Who the baddest motherfucker right now? Tell me who the baddest bitch right now.
Well, that shit go week to week, man. So ain't no baddest out there.
I don't see anybody dominating 484. I just don't. I mean,
Why do you motherfuckers want to run it then? If you can't feel that you can be the most dominant motherfucker, what are you just doing it for? Just to say I'm competing?
I mean, because you're hoping it's your day. You have a good day. Everything comes together. You do your job on the tree. I mean, this type of racing is what brings out good competition because we're
all
pretty damn fast. But ain't nobody just got any just big advantage on others. I mean, ain't nobody.
Okay,
I'm just telling you. If it's your day,
that's just like Ricky, that's just like they say, you're gonna lose. That's just like they was talking about Uncle Sam. Uncle Sam took that goddamn loss. Ain't nobody heard of Uncle Sam no more. I ain't seen one post about Uncle Sam.
Hey, James, you know what? We're comparing this shit to like sports or basketball when it's not the same. It ain't because really, I'm technically who really want to be the baddest and then can't get no money. Once you're the baddest. You can't get no fucking money no more. Everybody gonna be scared of you. So now you got a badass car that don't nobody want to run no more. So who really want that title? And I'm not being honest.
Right.
I mean, in basketball,
you can be the baddest in the world, and people gonna steal.
All the cars is within 100 to 150 pounds of each other. All the motors is exactly the same. Heads being a little different, but all flow about the same and everything. And,
I don't understand your logic.
I'm telling you, it's just about whose day it is.
So listen at this. Listen at this. Take that comment you just made, right? Everybody knows Keisha was the baddest G-body in the world, right?
Yeah.
But he said he getting raced because everybody want to shut this big mouth motherfucker up. So everybody gonna get.
Yeah, he's not getting a lot of races. That's why he's going to shootouts, man.
He's not getting a lot of races last year. Who do you say calling Keisha out? He's not getting no lock-in everywhere he goes. Okay,
because he labeled under one of the baddest cars. So it's harder to get races when you get that label.
How many races you have with that car last year, Jamie?
I don't keep up with that, Will, to be honest.
How many
do you
think you had?
I honestly don't know, man.
Will you say over 10?
I ain't going to say over 10. I don't want to say it, though, because I don't really keep up. You know what I'm saying? I don't really keep up with that,
but
man.
I'm going to make it easy for you, Jamie. How many guys have locked you in with Keisha this year or even asked you about grudge racing Keisha this year?
What I was just gonna say, Ricky. I'm making it easy for you. Let's just do this.
How many tracks you been to?
Hold up, Will. Goddamn, we're gonna make it simple.
Because nobody's gonna race him. He ain't got no choice but to run shootouts anymore because nobody's gonna race him.
That little fucking Will don't want to sit here and listen and understand. This ain't the same as basketball, man. This ain't the same as football. This ain't the same, man. This is a fucking hustle. It's about getting money. So now he got to use that car. He just said all the money they spent. Now he got to use that car however the fuck he can to get some goddamn money. Because it's not guaranteed he's going to get a grudge race every show he goes to.
Tell me this is a good investment when all you motherfuckers got the same tuner, got the same motor, got the same transmission, the same size.
Who said it was a good investment? It's a dumbass investment.
Will, it don't matter if we all got different stuff. Drag racing just a dumbass investment?
It's a dumbass investment. Ain't nobody said it's a good investment, motherfucker.
Tell me the hustle. Tell me this is a good hustle. And everybody got the same.
Nobody said that. Nigga, it's a hobby.
It's right, but you got to use it as a hustle in the best way you can.
The best way you can.
You motherfuckers scared to run each other. You sound dumb, Will,
because you bought that goddamn Malibu.
But, Will, you got a car. You ain't raising nobody, so how we can... Now you say we scared.
You motherfuckers are putting cars together just to say, I'm a computer.
Hey, hold on. Will, is this Will and Chemo, I get it mixed up. Is this a Will that had the mouse?
Yeah.
Hold on,
man.
Jerry, listen to this. Y'all putting cars together. Y'all spend, I don't want to say how much money y'all spend to say I can compete. Motherfucker, if I put a car together, I'm going to want to whoop every motherfucker.
Real, this shit a hobby, man. Hey, you put the car together because that's what the fuck you like doing. It ain't no different than you over there.
Man, you
coaching them kids.
Because that's what you like doing.
Will.
That's a hobby.
They all got the same stuff, then it truly comes down to who's the better driver. So it's still
okay,
a competitive
no
sport
no
between the individual. It
a
is a hustle.
Sport, but
a trigger man
going to
say he can leave faster than Tate. Tate going to say he can leave faster than Joe Blow.
You motherfuckers ain't never put
yeah,
no cars together like they put together
still
now.
It's competitive, man.
It's too competitive, motherfucker.
Hey, Will, I got to get to you, Will. You're going to stand your ground, and you about to – you on the other side. You, Will, you're the only person that I know.
You
might as well be running pro stock, man. Y'all might as well be pro stock race.
Hey, Will,
run down.
Your point of view, man, you definitely a different breed, man. Your
listen,
point of view on
listen,
shit is
so
different, man. I'm
telling
y'all
this shit.
He just made a statement about pro stock racing and stuff. The whole deal in racing is if you're so much faster than everybody, then all of a sudden you're going to be all by yourself. You're not going to be racing nobody. You're going to go to shootout and ain't going to be nobody there. You ain't going to get a grudge race. The better the competition is, the more people is going to race it. Let me give y'all an example. Hold on. Let me give you an example. X275 is probably the most fucking expensive racing you can do. More expensive than Radial versus World. How I know this is because I used to race X275, and it cost us about $10,000 a month in R&D just to be competitive. Okay? There's usually 50 to 70 cars per race in X275. You know why? Because it's so freaking competitive. So us being this close within 400 or 500 of each other, as far as all the cars, and I'm just guessing because it's no time, so we really don't know. We're just guessing. That's a good thing for the class and the longevity of it.
But it's a class race.
You don't have one person dominating everything and fucking it up and killing the class and killing the whole vibe.
Ricky,
anybody can win at any given weekend.
Hold on, Ricky. I got to say this. So you gonna say I'm gonna go spend $200,000? I'm gonna say y'all gonna spend $250,000 to say I'm gonna run. I'm gonna be competitive with a motherfucker. Grudge race is not built like that. It wasn't built off of that.
Well,
it built. I'm gonna win.
Look at the grudge racers that have got into it. I mean, you got
the class
Mario
races coming over too and fucking
you,
it up.
Hey, Lil Will.
No, you got Mario. You got Herb the Ruler that's been out of the game. They're getting back into it. And you know what they say? We know we can dominate, but it's going to be some good competition. They know it's going to be some good competition and down to the nitty-gritty, and it's just, you know, you've got to do everything right to be able to win. That's why they want to get into it. They know the hustle.
It almost sounds like
Lil
Will jealous because he stole out and he can't keep up with
hell
it.
Hell no. I don't know.
Man.
When Mario put his car together, he a dominator motherfucker. When Lil Tony put a car together, they dominated that shit. They didn't put no car together to be run.
Well,
I'm going to go down the track neck and neck.
He thinks he's going to. Call Mario and ask him if
he
thinks he's going to dominate.
You might,
he thought he
what
was going to dominate a limited D-body, and that didn't work out too well for him. He knows this time what he's getting into.
Yeah, because the class races motherfuckers then came over. When we were straight grudge racing, we didn't build cars to run with a motherfucker. You built a car. I'm a hustle this motherfucker. I should be to get this race. I should be to knock five motherfuckers off before I come and say I ain't gonna get no more races. Y'all building the motherfucking car now just to say I'm in the top five. Well, I can compete. Every race I've ever seen in a 4A4 race, you motherfuckers go down through there and you can't tell who fucking won. When y'all ran with that vet and y'all just ran that Camaro, how the fuck? That shit, you couldn't even tell with a camera who won. Y'all went down through there together. Grudge racing wasn't built like that. Y'all making this shit class, all class racing. What more class racing than you going to have? All the same tires. You motherfuckers got the same tuner. Y'all got the same engine builder. Y'all didn't got the same motherfucker build the car. What the fuck? I've never heard of no shit like that in grudge racing. Never heard. Oh, I ain't going to run him because me and him got the same tuner. Me and him on team. Yeah, that ain't how grudge racing was built. Y'all made the shit class. Y'all made the shit pro stock.
Hold on now. none of us says that. I mean, we don't say that. Me and Jamie will race each other. Me and the other guys that are basically got the same engines are the same engine builder will race each other. But
tell me when the last time two Ryan guys raced each other.
This year. Hell, Jamie just whooped us in lights out. That wasn't that far ago.
This year.
We were planning on racing Uncle Sam, but that got screwed up. A damn turbo car beat us both, you know. I mean, we're going to race. I'm locked in with Lockdown and King Kong at Bobby's race. We're all grudge racing, you know. I mean, and me and Jamie going to race again. But we done decided we're going to wait a little longer and let the year kind of get to going before we race again. Because you don't want to show everybody your hand. I mean, it's just racing. But when I say
pro
it's good competition, it's close
race.
Racing.
That's what y'all doing.
Well, I mean, everybody's got their opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the time where a motherfucker grudge racing said, man, I'm going to take this deal. I'm going to take my rent money out here because I know this motherfucker can't pay me. A motherfucker be a damn fool to say, I'm going to take my rent out of money and go run this motherfucker. We got like that G-Body shit. You got the same exact motherfucking car. Got to have all steel, all glass, all door. Can't be nothing but the hood and the motherfucking the hood and the trunk fiberglass. It's only two motherfuckers that make the back bumpers. They going to weigh the same and one Lexan window. And the rest of the car got to be all the fuck the same. Same size wheel. Yeah. Y'all motherfuckers are pro-stock racers. That's all I can say.
Hey, look, you got a valid point. But how many grudge racers, and you think about this now, how many grudge racers come out and they come out with something cool and everything fast and they win two or three races, and then what do? They sit there. I'm going to give you an example. You got Illumigatti as Cowboy so elegant named it. It's called Illumigatti. It raced one time in Orlando and made some shakedowns and everything. That motherfucker will sit in the garage unless they just go test and tune for the whole year of 2022. What the fuck?
Yeah, but
he
got an extreme motherfucking car, though. He got a radio over the world type shit.
Built something that nobody's going to run. They made, so what the hell? It's a grudge car.
Okay, you go out there right now. Let me tell you right there. You go out there and whoop Lockdown, and who else you say you got locked in?
Lockdown and King Kong.
You whoop King Kong. And whoop Lockdown. Let's see how many gonna run up to you. You gonna be in the same fucking prediction.
Probably not a bunch, but that's why we're racing shootouts. Because in the shootouts, you gonna have to line up with somebody.
So again, y'all class racing, right?
If you
okay.
want to call that,
thanks.
Yes, we're no time class
yes,
racing.
All right.
Yes,
sir. You done made my point. That's all I want to hear. And
hey,
I'm still with you.
I know what you're getting at. But social media and videographers, and there's nothing wrong with videographers, but with social media and videographers, grudge racing ain't like it used to be. You can't just build a grudge car and go all over the place and grudge race these people. As soon as you race one person in one state, the other 15 states of grudge racers done saw what you did. So, I mean, it just don't work no more. The hustle don't work. You have to race because of competition and not hustle is what I'm saying. I know because I grew up with Bobby Cole. In the damn late 90s and early 2000s, we hustled. We grudge racing hustled. You know,
right.
We knew what tracks had races that win and the grudge races, and we went to those tracks. And usually the motherfuckers was hand flagged, and they were 50 people on the finish line, you know, that told you the winner. They were no times, whatever. You know, we didn't run them timing systems, whatever. I mean, those days are over because of social media. You can't really just hustle. If you do, like you're gonna be like Illuminati. You're gonna race one time and then you can pretty much just set the motherfucker to the side for the rest of the year because of videos and social media. So now, yeah, we're a bunch of no-time shootout guys.
Lil Will, why is the cost effectiveness so relevant to you now that you're not in the sport to what other guys are doing?
Oh, man.
Because it's different. It's a bad investment. Let me finish, Lil Will. We all realize it's a bad investment. You're not going to get what you put back into it, but that's the risk that we take, you taking, and whatnot. But now all of a sudden it seems like your main question is addressing the effectiveness of why these people are doing this when you once did it yourself.
But it's nowhere near the same. If we put our car together, we didn't pop no fucking hood. Didn't nobody know what the fuck I had. Motherfucker told on me what I had because I was coming to see a motherfucker. Couldn't nobody pick my hood up and say, oh, you ain't 484. Let me measure your two head bolts. They couldn't do that. That wasn't how we raced. You know what I'm saying? When I put a big motor in my car, I'm about to sneak me a motherfucker until a motherfucker turn the picture around. Wasn't nobody going to think I had that. Now everybody got the same shit. Like I tell Randy, I said, Randy, how the fuck? Like, you know, it threw me off because Randy had an elite tuner. Now he's a lot of motherfuckers tuner. Like a lot of motherfuckers didn't know nothing about him. And that was an advantage that Randy and them had. Now it's like everybody uses the same motherfucker. What the fuck?
I think it makes it more competitive because if you, me, Ricky, and Kid go shopping by the same motor, and once we get it home, it's going to be dependent upon us as individuals who shows that they're supreme to the other. So this still boils down to the individual.
I'm going to tell you how we did it old school way, and I know this is how you did it. This is how you did it, right? Get you a little G-body, right? I'm gonna put me a 23 degree head motor in here with a little raised runner, whatever all pro. And I know it don't look like much, but it's gonna run a certain way. And I'm gonna sneak me a car. I'm gonna hustle me some motherfuckers with this, right? That's how you put a car together. I know I'm gonna get a couple more. Now they're telling me they putting the car together. I just want to be competitive. That doesn't make sense to me. You put a car together to hustle a motherfucker to say
I don't agree with you.
I'm gonna be competitive in the top five. What?
I don't agree with that because, hold on. Here go what you missing. You running two things together. You say you putting the car together to hustle, and then you saying, using as an example, I know you're using as an example, to be in the top five. Well, if you truly hustling your car, you don't give a fuck if you're in the top five or you number 50. As long as the hustle is fitting to what you want to do, Will. Dog go out and have 70 races. His win-loss ratio over the year, I guarantee you he's in the plus. But he ain't in the top five, never. Y'all say he ain't never shit. But if you follow certain criteria, he always in the running for Grudge Race of the Year, which he don't give a fuck about. He having a ball. He's doing everything.
Yeah,
he's hustling his car.
Dog is having fun. But certain motherfuckers put a car together. I say, I want to race this motherfucker right here. Or I want to. When I used to look at Shorty, I used to be like, damn, I want to be the run with this motherfucker. I want to be the beat this motherfucker. I wouldn't come to say, man, I just want to be compatible with Shorty. I just want to be in the top. There's no way I would come into it like that.
Let me ask you a question.
I want to be the beat this motherfucker.
I'm gonna see how honest you're gonna be.
Did you ever run Shorty? I want to say
we never got to run.
I promise you, ain't none of us come into this deal going, well, we just want to be competitive. We all come into this deal going, hey, man, we're going to do this. And I mean, me and Steven talked about this Corvette deal and everybody getting built and then one motor and then swapping to another motor and then transmissions and gears and stuff. The harsh reality is once we went to a couple of races and also saw these other 484 guys that Mike Hill and Jamie and all them and Bobby and all them bring together and 5-inch guys too, is like, oh shit, well there's no way we can just dominate this shit. Even if we try to just blow the motor up every fucking fast. I mean, there's just no fucking way. You know, they can't build cars but so light. They can't build motors
right, that's
so
what
big in a
that's
five
right.
inch and below deal. I mean, so
right, right.
yeah, you just really
pro
you, you're going to try your best, but you might
yeah.
not get there. You're just
hey,
not going to be
warned
too much ahead in this shit no more. And that, hey, it's the same way with all classes, small block nitrous, same way. Them boys, the fastest
the
fast, they all right there within each other. There ain't nobody just running away with nothing no more. It ain't like
yeah.
used to, you know, used to, you if you had certain stuff, whatever, man, you could run with big block cars and
hell,
everything. As long as
think
they
about
it,
when motherfuckers
tire.
Had SBXs
hell,
back
I
in the day, right?
I remember having a Mustang. I remember having a Mustang, and this was in the late 90s, early 2000s, had a 347 cubic inch nitrous motor in it. And I run big blocks with slicks on them, big-ass slicks, and wheelie bars, and would
mm-hmm.
whoop them in grudge races.
Right.
But it ain't like
right.
that no more because technology
yeah,
has evolved so much and everything. So you just can't do that no more. It's just – and then when you got social media and stuff, you – but, yeah, back what we used to do back in the day before all this technology and everything has evolved, yeah,
mm-hmm.
you could do that hustle, but you can't do that shit no more.
Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying. But that's just my opinion, but y'all have fun with it. I can't say nothing. Y'all racing, I say I ain't betting a dime. I don't know who the fuck
mm-hmm.
gonna win. You don't
mm-hmm.
know who the fuck gonna. I ain't betting a motherfucker. That shit too fucking close.
mm-hmm.
I can keep my money
you,
in my motherfucking pocket.
Hey, look, bro.
Good
bro,
point. Good point. Good point.
You got a good point. You got a good point.
Shit, everybody got the same motherfucking thing. Everybody got a David Reese
well,
built car or such and such.
I mean, we. You know, we have different stuff on our car and engine that some people don't have that we, you know, that we ask for. But does it give you just a big, huge advantage over somebody else?
Mm-mm.
No.
Mm-mm.
I mean, because all these guys, would you know, can build really good heads and really good, you know, really good nose, really good cams and shit.
Mm-hmm.
All these engine builders are all good at that. So I mean, it's not that, and therein lies the problem, as you like to call it, because you can't dominate. No engine builder can really just build a motor with a lot more power than the other motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no one engine builder is just like building shit that's just way more powerful than others.
Mm-hmm.
It's not
mm-hmm.
doing. There's no tuner in our game, in our little game, that tunes any better than others. You know?
The only motherfucker I can say is better, the motherfucker he ain't gonna work for anybody, is Stevie Jackson. I believe
that
if Stevie Jackson grab your
if
shit, that bitch gonna fly.
Now, I have to agree with you there, because that's the only son of a bitch that made a nitrous car freaking all ass in Radio vs. the World. How he did it, nobody else can, I don't know.
And that motherfucker, and you know, like I said, let me cut it short. I kind of respect
mm-hmm.
Mario and them to a certain degree because Chris Tooth mm-hmm. did tune for a lot of motherfuckers. That shit was kind of kept in-house. So when Chris Tooth and Herb and all them was running, that shit was kept
mm-hmm.
in-house. So that shit wasn't given to everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
so they
right,
was fans, they
right.
was fans
mm-hmm.
by themselves. Like, nah, this shit is just crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You got a point there.
You know what I'm saying? But, yeah. That's all I want to say. Kimo, you still there?
I'm here. I'm listening to
y'all.
Kimo,
go. Yeah.
Wait, you don't, did you hear me, Will?
Yeah, I can hear you.
No,
Will, you made some good points. And I agree with
hmm?
You on all of it about it. But it's like everything else. It has changed and far, you know, on the 4-8 side. There's nobody. And hey, you never know. By the end of this year, some motherfucker, baby daddy or Kong, somebody, maybe us, we'd be like
mm-hmm.
won a bunch of races and be on top. I don't know. I mean, I would hope it would be us, but if I think about it, I'm going, you know, I hope, but you know, I just don't know. I mean, because it's like that. You just don't know right now.
Hmm.
Well, I don't know, man. It just well said. Well, y'all, anybody got anything else?
Oh, Kimo. I want Jeremy said something, said Wick said something slick. What did Wick say about my accent? I want to hear that, know this. What did he say about what the fuck I got on?
Is that Tay? Come on, Rick. Tay?
Yeah. What up, Ricky? What up, Ricky?
I'm on the same. This is my thing, okay? Wit's pretty sharp dressed, but they ain't nobody got that style, that perfect little goatee and hair and clothes than fucking Tay. That motherfucker's a bad motherfucker when it comes to
thank
dressing.
You, Ricky. Thank you. That's all I hate, Ricky. When Jamie said that, I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about, Jamie. Jamie said, send me a picture. I'm like, for what? I don't know what's going on. Man, he's like, yeah, Wick said something slick about you.
I'm a fan when it comes to how you dress and everything. You're a fucking true pimp motherfucker. I'm just going to say that.
Oh, man, not the Dapper Dan.
So Wick must be
not the Dapper
on
Dan.
Ricky, Wick must be hanging on me there.
No, don't Tate's a bad motherfucker when it comes to dressing and shit, man. He that motherfucker right up there with Cat Williams. And you know, I don't know if you know who Cat Williams is, but Cat Williams up there. Motherfucking bad motherfucker when it comes
to shit. All he needs is a top hat.
Yeah, he must have said something slick. Jamie talking about sending him a picture. I don't know what you want a picture for. I ain't really post no picture today of what I had on. So Jamie like, man, send me a picture of what you had on today.
Man, this is like Orlando. In Orlando, and everything, you said, hey, bro, and everything. And I'm like, yo, motherfucking hair was perfect. Goatee was perfect while around with and, like, clothes. And I'm going, how did motherfucker, my shit wrinkled. And this motherfucker walk around looks like he on fucking Wall Street. The motherfucker knows he can dress good. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Rick. Rick just throwing some shots. I'm going to blow his ass out, Ricky. So he's just trying to come up with to take the motherfucking attention off his ass whooping he's going to get, Ricky. That's all.
Oh, man.
I understand. Hey, Ricky, I'm going to run out of this motherfucking life now for real. I'm going to tell Jack, put something extra in that motherfucker now since he talking slick. Put something extra
oh, man.
In that box.
Not the Chicago drive-by.
We got to make sure that track and weather's good and everything. That's all I hope. I hope the weather's
well,
good.
I heard, hey, Ricky, I heard they racing over there. Like they got they running, they having some shit going on at the track.
I know they're racing.
Yeah, but see
last year the track was green. Like 4 days prior to the race, bullshit.
Right, but I'm saying on top of that, Ricky, nobody had even been to the track all year last year. On top of the rain, so that made it even worse. So right now at least they running events. And they got rubber down and shit like that, so we just got to make sure the weather don't fuck us up. But I'm so goddamn frantic for that weekend. I did a 30-day search yesterday after I left the track the other day. I was frantic like a motherfucker. I ain't gonna tell no lie.
Mm-hmm.
I did a 30-day search and it say 70 degrees every day from Wednesday to goddamn Sunday. So if it stay like that, we all right.
Oh, yeah. We're going to party. We're going to race like a motherfucker. And, yeah. I ain't gonna say the rest because we on the show, but, yeah, we gonna have a good time.
Kimo.
Kimo.
Yeah, come on with it. Kimo. Hey, Kimo, this has been a nice show, bro. This jig, this has been a real nice, interesting show tonight, bro. Real nice show.
That's right.
No disrespect tonight. It's been a very good show, man. Shout out to you and Lil Will. Good show.
Thank you, yeah, we gotta thank Ricky Stanbro and Trigger Man and them for coming on and Man, we'll do this thing. Yeah, that Tony Bynum, he always come on. I love when Tony come on. He going to start some shit.
That's right.
Look,
people will say what they want about Tony. He's a legend. And I hate to give away my age like this. Me and Tony about the fucking age, but we've been racing a long time, and Tony's done a lot in grudge racing. He's a great guy and everything, and that's what I was talking about with talking shit. Now I'll race Tony Bynum, but I don't want to talk shit to him or get beat by him because this motherfucker, he'll fuck you up, like talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
You want to just go and get in the corner and pout because Tony Bynum, ain't nobody talk shit like him.
Mm-hmm.
And Jamie, of course, being with Tony Bynum for something, he's the same way. You just don't talk
mm-hmm.
shit. So far as me, I'm kind of Southern anyway. I slow talk, whatever. I try
mm-hmm.
my best, but, sound like a fucking redneck.
I had a better accent.
Yeah, I got the Hattiesburg accent. Yeah. But them motherfuckers right there, now, they know. You try to talk shit, they'll fuck you up. And then they'll fuck you up racing.
Mm. Yeah, that's a good thing. Well, man, I'm going to go. We can get out of here. I know Dog going to go down on his show tomorrow, man.
Had
a great show, man, and I'm looking forward to hear what Dog and them got going on, fellas. So with that being said, y'all got any closing thoughts or whatever? If not, I'm going to close it out, fellas. Thank you, Ricky, for coming on, bro.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Anytime, Timo.
Thank you.
D.A. got that dope.
Ice water turn Atlantic. Night calling in a phantom. Told them hold it, don't you panic. Took an island, start the mansion. Drop the roof, more expansion. Drive a coupe, you can stand it. Bitches undercover. I'm an ass and titty lover. Guess we all meant for each other. Now that all the dogs free, and we out in these streets. Can you do it, can you pop it for me?
Pull up in a demon on guard. Looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit. Pull up in a demon on guard. Looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit.
Blow the brains out the coupe. Pulling one on top, but I'm on mute. I'ma bust her wrist down cause she cute. Fuck her on the yacht, I've been a pool. She an addict for the lifestyle in the paddock. Big daddy, how you ever felt Chanel fabric? I be dripping to death, I need a casket.